Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. Hi, this is Psychic Journey Man here in Psychic Man Journey. Oh, this is really crazy, isn't it? Let's get it straight this time. It's Psychic Journey Man here on Psychic Journey Man Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. Tonight is Free Angel Reading Friday. And yes, if you heard that song, it's called Crystal Ball by Styx. And I got my crystal ball guides. We're going to be sitting here for 3 hours doing readings for you. Give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Also, we ask for donations. If you would please give us donations to the show, we really appreciate the support. And for the people who have actually called and donated to the show, thank you very much. And I also do private readings as well. So if you want to call me for that and also the donations, you go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So, or if you want to give me a call directly and tell me and get if you just need some instructions on how to do that whole thing and maybe you're having trouble with the website, just give me a call at 747. I'm sorry, it's not 474. Okay, one more time. It's a little, we're getting really crazy, but I think it's this Mercury retrograde, the idea of actually trying to communicate to you guys. I don't know why I'm having problems with that. So let's do it one more time. The number to call me for a private reading is 740-601-9835. Again, that number is 740-601-9835. Also, like I said today, we're, you know, come on, guys. Give us a call in here. We're doing readings for 3 hours, and then I have a midnight show tonight called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. So join us for that, too, as well. It's an open mic night, where we basically open all the mics, so therefore, when we do readings, you can also give your insights if you'd like to. Or we actually have a comment, we actually have anything you want to bring to the table that you want to discuss, you know. Maybe you don't like psychics, let's talk about that. I mean, what better thing to do is go right to the source and get an opinion about the whole thing and the situation, and maybe you're just certain things about psychics and that kind of stuff, you know. Not too sure, because I guarantee you, I've actually, you know, I've called psychics myself and that kind of stuff, so I have my own opinions about the situation too. So give us a call tonight on my midnight show, and the number is the same, it's 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation with HemiSync CDs, I want to bring that up too real quickly here to give you information about going to their website and checking it out. Excuse me. Because I think that they're really good CDs. I have 4 or 5 of those CDs myself. They're great for meditations, great for focusing on chakras. I've actually used them to work out with, where they give me intense focus on better workouts. I've actually used them for my, when I do readings and working with clients and that kind of stuff. And I've actually used the music, the CDs too, to also do my life, my past life regressions. The music really soothes you, helps you to focus, and it's really good for those kind of things. So if you want to check it out, go to www.hemi, that's H-E-M-I dash or hyphen sync, S-Y-N-C.com. And check it out. They have samples and everything on there. I think you'd really be impressed with those CDs. So give it a go. So let's get on with our calls here. Like I said, if you guys want to ask anything, if you want to call in and just give a comment about this, that, and the other, if there's any other psychics out there who would like to come on and join me to do some reading tonight, please do so. That's an official invitation, so come on down and let's do some readings, what do you say? And for the people that are in the chat room, if you have any questions that you'd like to ask, please do so, and we'll get to those too as well. I'll be checking periodically. And for everybody's here, thank you. Moon Willow, My Destiny, Nicole Bowman, hey, thank you guys for being here. Earthbound Angel, thank you always. You're always here. And thank you all. Let's see here. Let's get on. Oh, also the idea of call me while we're on the show, and for people get for the people who call the show, it's $65 for readings for a 60-minute session. If you call right now and schedule one, you'll get an additional 10% off. So do that. Give us a call here at 740-601-9835. If you're a person who wants to also advertise through this show, give me a call. Be glad to sit down and talk to you, and I'm pretty sure we can come up with something on that situation. If you want to sponsor the show, same thing. Sit down, have some coffee. We'll talk about the situation and give me a call here at 740-601-9835. Let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. If you are a parent who have a child that you're not sure how to deal with and that kind of stuff, because of their psychic gifts and that kind of stuff, and you're looking for some insights on some tools and help, give me a call. I also work with parents and the children themselves. So give me a call, too, at 740-601-9835. Also, if you go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, you'll see all the prices there. But I tell everybody, please, don't hesitate. Just give me a call. Make an offer. You never know. I've never said no to anybody, so please do so. Don't let the money stand in the way. You know, the prices are the prices, okay? That's what I think I'm worth, actually, you know, and that's what it's about, to help you understand the situation and that kind of stuff. Don't hesitate to give me a call. Make an offer. I've never turned anybody down. I've never said no to anybody. Believe me. So let's go on to our next call. Well, let's go on to our first caller. What do you say? And let's go on to the first. Oh, I don't know if that. 717. If you are in the queue to get a couple questions answered, push 1 and let us know. If you are, excuse me. Maybe she did. Let's go ahead and ask ourselves. Area code 717. How are you tonight? And were you calling in to ask a couple questions?
Hi, I was listening.
Okay. Oh, no problem. I just saw you in the queue. I wasn't too sure, so I thought I'd just ask you.
Thank you.
Have you been here before?
Yes. Yes, I listened to your show, Good Bet.
Oh, do you? Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So I guess you just want to be put back on mute. Just want to listen in, huh?
Sure.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Well, we're sitting here waiting for the first person to call in right now so we can actually do some readings. Actually looking forward to doing those readings. So if you want, excuse me, I don't know what it is. Personally, I think it's Mercury retrograde really kicking in when it comes to communication. I think it's a whole lot deeper than just the idea of mechanical and computers and that kind of stuff. I'm communicating back and forth with everything. Anyway, that's my theory on the whole thing. It seems like it messes with all kind of communication. And actually, we had a situation going on where it was also Mercury has been in certain situations where people weren't communicating with each other. And then all of a sudden, the communication opened up when Mercury was going retrograde. So that was kind of crazy. So okay. Take a call. Hello?
Hi. I raised my hand since you had no one else in the queue.
Yeah, I was sitting there going, where is everybody at? Of course, they're going to be here any second now. I can just hear them all running toward, running over here. And they're going to be piling into the chat room. They're going to be piling into the queue. We'll be having a real busy thing because it seems like I think the shows usually have a kind of a slow start and that kind of stuff. So it's no big deal. So what's your name?
I'm not Spira.
Spira?
Spira, unusually blissful to be me in the chat.
Okay, say that one time. I think I know what you said, but wasn't too sure. You are who in the chat room?
Blissful to be me. I'm not in the chat room right now, though.
That's why we didn't see you.
Yeah.
So, Spira, how are you?
I'm good. I don't have a specific question, though. Would I need a specific question?
Well, we can sit here and wing it. It's kind of a ploy we use when we say wing it. It's the idea of working with the angels. So we just kind of wing it. And we put the wings out there. So, hey, we're working on the material. We just haven't got the new. We haven't got the new drafts yet. Okay.
Okay.
But we're working on trying to be more funnier. So, nope. I've actually done readings where people come in and go, okay, I'm not going to tell you nothing. You tell me. And I'm saying, okay, no problem.
You were talking about Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
And I have a girlfriend that I haven't talked with probably in 2 years now. And I was so excited because I thought I got a message from her from Facebook, and I was like, well, that's really odd. And it was like March 27th. So it was real recent. And when I went back in again later, I realized that it was 2009. The message got resent. And I was like, you gotta love Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yeah. I was actually, you know, I was talking to friends of mine. I was sitting there saying, I had these two girls I was talking to. One was my best friend, and one was my ex-fiance, which I'd broken up with. And what had happened was, I don't know how it happened either, but in the process of talking to these women, neither one of them had actually committed to me at any kind of, said the word, of any kind of relationship, okay? So I was there talking to them, and I told them, each one of them, how I felt about them, which was very, you know, very passionate and very loving toward the both of them. Well, somehow, there was two emails that got sent to the wrong people.
Oh, my. Like,
yeah, so they were like, so they wrote to me and said, okay, we don't appreciate you telling us that you love us. How can you love both of us? So I'm sitting there going, well, it's very easy to do so because I do. One's my best friend who I've known for almost 10 years, and the other one I only knew for 3 years. But the idea of loving people can be that you can definitely love people. And my thing is, nobody had committed to anybody. So
are you there? I know that Blog Talk Radio has been kicking the host off of their show. I'm still showing as being connected, so I'm just going to wait to see if you need to call back in.
Hello, everybody. What's up? I'm going to say one thing about Skype. I'm really getting irritated with it. Either get the damn things, the bugs out of it, or don't use it no more. I mean, the idea of trying to call in 3,000 or 4,000 times just to get back into a freaking show is really ridiculous. We had this situation with Skype, too, where the center saying, for $3, you can get unlimited use in the United States and Canada. But they don't tell you one thing else, that when you use, if you call somebody and talk to them for more than 3 hours, you can't use Skype for the rest of the day. They call them, consideration minutes or something. Oh, well. So, you still there?
Yes, I am.
So I was just like looking at the situation going, that was freaking weird.
That's so happening a lot on Blog Talk.
Yeah, so we're not going to talk about exes anymore. Because we were sitting there talking about the situation, going over this, that, and the other, and I was just like, you know, I think I was kind of irritated because they were both yelling at me and saying, I dare you to sit here and say you can love both of us. So I'm sitting there going, I dare you to sit here and try to tell me who I can and who I can't love. And the idea of loving everyone, because I've always felt like that with everybody anyway, that when you have people in your life that you love and you break up and you move on, you still love them. I think it's the reason we get so angry with the situation, you know? Because it's hard to let go of those things because, yeah, I love them. And it's kind of irritating that I can't be with that person because it doesn't work. But those are just realizations and strengths that you have to go through and part of life, of learning how to cope and how to make decisions, you know? So it was kind of crazy because I think it was kind of funny because they were just like, and their crazy lives, the way I look at it, they're trying to find one little piece that they can control. And when they got angry with, I wouldn't bow to that situation either. Say, okay, this is the way it goes, guys. When someone commits to me and I'm committed to them, I'm the most faithful person you want to meet in the world. But in the process of getting there, I have a tendency to talk to a lot of people, and that's just who I am. I socialize, talk. That's why I have a talk show. So of course I love to talk. So what's the situation? I don't know. See, with your situation, would there be any situations that you could say you really focus on that you would like to give some insights into, Spira?
I don't know if this will work or not, but my son was having trouble sleeping tonight. He said that he saw himself dying.
He had trouble sleeping, and he saw himself dying.
Yeah, he had just gone to bed, and he'd only been in there about 10 minutes, and he came out, and he said when he closed his eyes, he saw himself dying.
Really?
And he asked if he could lay with me, so he's actually laying with me right now because he doesn't want to be in bed by himself.
You almost get the impression it's not the idea of dying, it's the idea of what people conceive as dying, as being alone, being shut up in the world. And now he's not. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but that's what came to me. Because, I mean, some people look at death as basically, what do you call that? Jeez, I had the word in my life, you know?
Some people,
transition of going from one to the other. One situation dies in favor of the other, reborn of something is better for us, you know?
That's kind of what I was thinking with the higher level of energy that's coming in. I know that I've really been feeling it. And I know that if my vibration is raising and his vibration is already high, that maybe it is maybe old patterns or something where he's transitioning and that's what he saw.
How old is he?
He's six.
Yeah, he's just coming out of a phase two. I mean, between the ages of 1 and 5, most people still can remember their past lives. So in the process of getting older and letting go of those past lives and those memories, it could be a sense of, I mean, when you pass on, you die. You know, you die to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So the process of doing that, because I do past lives all the time, and that's the one thing we usually get to go to and go through is the idea of the death itself. So I can just imagine a 5-year-old remembering its past life. I'm pretty sure they remember what that was like, because I've actually talked to a lot of people. When they die, they really don't feel anything. What's really the freakiest part about it is the shock of what's going on at that time. So there's a shock, a realization, and a letting go. So
that thought had crossed my mind too about the possibility of him just having like a flash of a past life.
Mm-hmm.
He's very insightful.
Yes, and it's one of those things you really should start working with him too. Of the thing that came to me was the. Go ahead, sweetie.
We do. I've always been very open with them about their angels and being able to communicate with spirits, and that when we're done with our physical body, that our soul continues, and that it's energy. We're energy. We don't die per se. We just finish using the human body. So I'm really open with him and try to answer his questions and things, and let him know that, you know, it's up to him what he believes in, and he doesn't have to believe what I believe. And there are going to be a lot of people that don't believe what either one of us believes, and whatever he chooses is right for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, it's one of those things, too, of, you know, someone's suggesting Archangel Metatron, too.
Mm-hmm.
Work with your child and that kind of stuff to help. So, I was thinking about something, and I was like, that would be the most logical thing, if you want to say logical, that comes up to me in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just clearing my head for a second.
Okay.
Well, with the situation in hand, guys, let's clear our head and say we are doing readings today, and we like to have people calling in, because if people don't call in, can't do readings, and therefore it kind of deprives people from getting their answers, and plus it kind of deprives me from doing what I love to do. So come on in. You know, get your coffee, sit at the table, give us a call, and we'll sit down and talk and give the answers to you. We like giving answers, and we like taking through the whole thing and that kind of stuff. So give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. If you want to donate to the show, give some support to the show, feel free to do so. Go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or give me a call at 740-601-9835. Whoa, we have dogs in the house.
It's okay.
That's my favorite rap group. Yeah.
It's okay. I'm
the Barkers. Hey, Barkers. What are you doing?
The Barkers.
Yeah, the Barkers.
It's okay. I'm just going to let them outside, okay? Well, tomorrow is the first day of fishing in our area, and we have a huge stream behind our house. And it's trout season opens a little earlier around here than in other places. So we have people that actually come and camp and we'll wake up. I have to remember to close the curtains when I go to bed during trout season, because we'll wake up and there'll be fishermen right outside my bedroom windows.
Hi.
When I wake up at like 6 a.m., like, oh, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You go, let's get at it. Come on, guys.
Yeah, really.
You should put a sign out there saying, not until noon, okay? Come on. give a person a break, would you? Don't like seeing worms at 2 o'clock, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning. We just want to see eggs and bacon, okay? So, yeah. No, I understand. It's one of those situations that you just got to go with the flow, and it's no pun in the situation of lakes and water and that kind of stuff, but sometimes you just got to do it. Because people don't think about that thing. And are they really being mean to you? No, they're just not thinking on the line that you do, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody has their own perception, so they're thinking fishing, and that's all they care about. So it's like being, I guess you would say, be gentle to the situation.
Yeah.
And see the humor in it and that kind of stuff, you know, so. The first card I get for you is dreams, and I'm focusing on that a lot, too, because it's almost like messages come through your dreams to you. It's paying attention to those. But it's also the idea of really focusing on one's dreams, too. So it has a double meaning here. It's actually one of your foundation cards, too, which is the beginning of the seven. And since there's nobody in the queue, I'm going to give her a full reading. And if you want to come in here and get a nice reading and that kind of thing, you never know, man. If you're here for the first, if you're the first caller, you get a lot of insight.
So, well, thank you.
Hey, no problem. So it's the situation of going on. I mean, I do get kind of crazy with the situation when I sit here and start pulling angel cards out. I'm just used to doing. I guess you would say it's normal for me to do these seven card foundation pyramid spreads with my angel cards. So, you know, to sit here and throw a couple cards out for somebody and go, hey, I feel like I should finish this up. I mean, I've done readings for people in the chat room where they've asked for an angel card for the day and that kind of stuff. So that's no problem. You know, when you're in a kind of a mood to say a full card reading, because it's like giving people an idea what those are, because they take about 40 minutes. They really do, depending on the individual and depending on some kind of the information, because sometimes the information does come across very quickly. So they go quick, but sometimes it's the idea of taking it slow. I mean, realistically, you look at the angels and guidance and that kind of stuff, they know what's going on. They know the people you're working with. They know how they're perceiving it. So therefore, they want to make sure that information gets to them and they can deal with it. So interpretation is the key of actually utilizing information. So they understand that. So the nature of your life is focusing on your dreams right now. There's a lot of transitions going on in your mind and a lot of different ways of thinking about things. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, perfect sense.
So, you know, it's the nature of situations, but it's also the idea. People don't understand when you sit there and start saying, I've talked to people before and I'm doing readings, I'm sitting there talking to somebody going, you know, snap out of it. I'm sick of dealing with people who go, I want the information. I want to know if I'm going to meet somebody. I want to know what they look like. And then you start talking about, well, the angels are saying that you need to work on yourself and there's focus on certain things and working on chakras. These are just ways the angels coming through and giving you tools to attain your goals. So if you're going to just sit there and smack someone in the face and say, no, I just want to know if I'm going to meet somebody, then go to somebody else. Because what we're trying to do here is be very compassionate to people and help people. And yes, maybe we can sit down and help you, but until you're open to that, we can't do nothing with you because you're not ready for it. You want something, but you're not prepared to go through what you got to do to get there. You're not prepared to let go of the past. I mean, a person who says, I want to meet somebody because what happened to me in the last relationship, you're sitting there going, you're still dwelling on the last relationship. You're still hanging on to that. You're still emotionally attached to it because you can feel the anger.
Mm-hmm. You
know? So if you're still attached to that, the more likely of meeting somebody, two things are going to happen. You're going to meet them, and it's going to be chaotic. And they're going to wish you'd done the work, okay? Or you're going to meet somebody, and it's going to be everything you ever thought it was because you did the work. That's why we always sit there and use the term, watch what you ask for because you might get it. It's not because some people use it and say, you better watch out what you ask for because you might get it. Me, no. I'm saying it in a cautious way of saying, are you ready? Because if you're really focusing on it, and it hasn't happened. One thing the body will do, if you keep suppressing feelings and situations and past events and that kind of stuff, suppress. What happens when you suppress something? Look at a freaking balloon. When you try to suppress it, it pops. Or else it gets out of control and it's all over the place. So do you want that in your life in the process of trying to pursue a relationship? Or trying to not really pursue a relationship, but trying to have a relationship with somebody, and all this stuff keeps coming up. I don't know if I want this or not. And the reason people do that a lot of times when they say, I don't know if I want this, because they're still hanging on to something else they're not ready to let go of. Sort of like, if I take this situation, then I have to give up this. They're not, and then we start, and then they get into this freaking craziness about what they're going to lose if they move on, when they should be focusing on one thing. In the process of moving forward, we always let go of things, and we're not even aware of it. It's only when we're aware of it, we try to hang on to it. And I think it's reason to I think a lot of times when situations happen in our lives, when we're in the process of being grateful for things, we're not aware of we're not really aware of the transition. Okay, the transition happens in the surf that we're focusing on things we're grateful for. As we're being grateful for things, we're actually exhibiting love, unconditional love, because those things, we appreciate those things. So the manifestation that we're focusing on is happening before our eyes, but we're not really aware of it because of focusing on gratitude for the things we already have. Next thing you know, the things we're trying to manifest is a part of that too as well. But we wasn't really aware of it until later on. We're thinking, we're looking back and saying, oh my gosh, I've been living in the house I've been trying to manifest for the last 3 years. And it's a part of your life. Why is it a part of your life? Because you're actually living your life. And that's how manifestations happen. I mean, look at the situation of Jesus when he sat there and fed the masses. He didn't think about it. He just went into mode. We need to feed the masses. Give me the fish, give me the bread. He didn't think about it. He just did it. So he basically said, look at the situation of him living his life. That's what he was meant to do. So that's what he did. So when we look at our situations or things we're manifesting in our lives, how we know that these things were just the idea of letting down the resistance because they were meant to be a part of our lives anyway. But in the process of going through life and having all these habits and the way we've been taught that we can't have those things is what kept them out of our lives. And then when we came to a realization that we were meant to have those things, that's my birthright to have those things, once we start opening up and say, I deserve it, then it was.
Yep, so, and letting go of the false programs that we hold, the false beliefs, and all that stuff.
Exactly, because I've told people, go read the Bible. But the one thing I cannot get into, guys, I cannot sit here and say, the Bible helped me. I sit here and say, God gave me a tool, which is the Bible, that helped me. To sit here and say that Bible helped me is giving energy to something that's an inanimate object. The Word of God means it was spoken by God, which was written in the Bible. But people in the center of the Word says they have a tendency to X out God, even in religion, which makes me wonder about that whole situation. Is it more about, look at me, the church? Or is it the idea of appreciation and saying thankful to God for giving us the Bible in the first place to actually have that as a learning tool? Because when you look at the Bible as a spiritual text, it makes sense. When you try to interpret it as in a materialistic way, it gets complicated. You know why? Because it was never written that way. You know, it was written by a spiritual being, not a person who was ever. And it was written by a person. And that's what I'm saying. When you look at the Bible, you can tell certain parts that man has put in there, because man has a certain way of thinking, and God has a certain way of thinking. Okay, and when I say man, I mean the human side. It says, okay, this is how life works. I have to beat this rock up in order to get a square rock. And God says, why don't you just wish it, or why don't you just manifest it, or focus on it, and put that energy, use the energy. Because it does say that life and death is in the power of the tongue, but people want to get so mystical about it. You know, it's like when you say things to people, they drop dead. When it's more like positive and negative, death and life. When you talk negative, you're basically killing all of the opportunities you ever had. When you start thinking positive, you start realizing the opportunities you have, and you're taking advantage of those things. So therefore, your life gets better. So that's representation of life. Negativity has a tendency to put you in the same place over and over and over again, so you never get nowhere. So you feel like you're dead. You see the point? But people want to put the situation as life and death, and you know, and maybe it is. Maybe it is the sense of the word that when you're going down the highway and you're yelling at the guy next to you, there's energy being expelled, and he does feel it. And that's why he's getting angry with you, because you're giving him angry. Now, since you go by the person, try this. When your guy cuts you off and go, Look at that. Wasn't it the sweetest thing to do? He made it. He made it in the lane, and now he can drive and go in the same direction we are. But no, someone said, he cut me off. Ask yourself at that moment, what was the biggest thing that happened? He's taking something from you, you think. When actually it was never yours in the first place. It's just a piece of, it's an empty space, basically. Mm-hmm. And here you are getting mad because somebody took that empty space away from you. When how do you, everything, if you, seriously, if we take a step back and realize the certain term we keep using all the time, everything happens for a reason. That man was trying to get to work, just like you are. And if he missed his turn, he would have to go clear down the freaking road, turn around, come back up, and do it all over again. So look at the situation of you being a blessing to that man, of keeping that space open so he could get in there and go to work without taking another 10 minutes to get there.
Uh-huh.
So when we start talking about unconditional loving people, look at the situation. Maybe the problem is you're being damn selfish when you should have stopped and let him in there in the first place. Because everything happens for a reason, so he was meant to go there.
A long time ago. It's been a while. I pulled out in front of someone. I thought that it was a safe distance, but obviously they didn't. They laid on their horn and flipped me the bird, and I just looked in my rearview mirror, and I gave them a really big smile because that's what I was thinking. And they gave me the weirdest look, and it was just all the more worth it.
Okay, how do you spell Jonathan?
G-E-L-A-T-I-N, I think.
Jonathan?
Gelatin? Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Oh, J-O-N.
Hold up, J-O-N.
A-T-H-O-N?
A-T-H-O-N.
I think.
I don't know. It looks...
Does that look right?
It looks close. Close. I can't even speak. So, hey, Jonathan. Hey, we're going to go with it. I'm going to say April Keller, your angel, I keep getting Jonathan, is one of your main angels. And also, I would say he's your guide. He's a main guide. Angels are around you, but they're not really specifying who they are, okay?
I work with Zephiel, Raphael, and... Michael a lot.
Okay, I'm sorry, sweetie. I was reading something in the thing where someone was saying when the caller came in, the first thing that came forward was about working with the fairies.
I've been told that before, and I've actually tried, and I've done these things where I live. A large wooded area, and I go through and try to do charms to release the fairies.
Mm-hmm. Release the fairies. What do you mean, release the fairies? I'm just curious.
Well, I had read somewhere or heard on a blog talk show where, like a long, long time ago, some of the fairies, I can't remember exactly, but something happened, and some of the fairies stopped using their powers to help the earth.
And yes, because we keep looting it. That's the whole
there
thing.
There was this little thing that I forget how it goes now, but it was basically I would just tell the fairies, you know, to please reactivate your playfulness and your willingness to help the earth, and I will help you and I release you from the past, blah, 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 kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's some people who have guardian angels and, you know, guides and angels and that kind of stuff, and there's other people who, I think we still do, but there's an added thing who work with nature and that kind of thing. People, I've noticed that the things I've studied about fairies and that kind of stuff, when they see they'll actually present themselves to people who are actually working with them to protect the environment. So it's like look at our angels and guardian angels and guides and that kind of stuff who protect us, and then the fairies, the elementals, are basically protecting the elements, you know, the woods, animals, and that kind of stuff. So, but I've actually seen situations, I've actually read about it too, where people have animal guides too, and they'll have fairies with them, that kind of stuff. And actually, when I was living in Colorado, I actually was able to see them too. But I was told to never go anywhere where, you know, like parks and that kind of stuff. You're not going to find fairies in parks. You're just not, because they really shy away from human beings. Because, I mean, look at some of the human beings we have around us that sit there and take a huge piece of a bag of trash they've gotten from McDonald's and wing it out the freaking window. Not even thinking about nothing. They're like, oh, somebody will pick it up. And, you know, the fairies look at that kind of thing. They'll be hanging out the highways going, I don't get it. It's like, look at, how would we put this? Angels are like pure energy, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have human beings. And then in between that, you have fairies. So fairies are like, they can manifest things at will. They can do things. Like, some people would look at those as like being wizards or witches and that kind of stuff. They're not. They're just able to manifest, you know, freely. They have a tendency to wear clothes, but they're more likely not to. You know, there are certain things about fairies that they're very sexual, very mischievous, very, very mischievous, if you can see it real quick. They're always playing pranks and stuff like that, and always having a good time. The thing about, Rip Van Winkle, they said that those wasn't, because some people, when you read the book, it kind of gives you a tone like it's demons or something, but it was actually the fairies, certain kind of fairies that you have with certain kind of woods. Like with in California with the redwoods, you have a different type of, it's like we have, you know, like on the planet, we have different cultures. You know, Japan, you have Japanese, Chinese, that kind of stuff. You have the different types of fairies too, as well. Different cult, you know, different kind of. I guess you would say they have different perceptions and the way they look at certain things and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And they have colonies here and colonies there and that kind of thing. There's some in the Appalachian Mountains that are different than the ones in California Mountains. There's some that are very separate. And there's some that they all have the tendency they want to really unite as a whole, you know? So it's like looking at situations like that. It's a mean thing, I'm telling you. But if you sit and look at the situation, they were talking about fairies and not believing in fairies. Some people who have a tendency to just wing out trash and this and any other, they think it's the funniest thing in the world. All they're doing is they're not killing the environment. They're really alienating a lot more than if they think.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves. I cannot stand to see someone throw trash out.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things that... Now, one thing I don't like about certain people is they get crazy about certain things. Got pulled over for throwing a banana out a window. Now, come on. That's going to freaking decompose and, like, what? It's a part of nature in the first... Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to go to Africa and pick up all the freaking banana peels the monkeys have been eating? Yeah. Come on. This is craziness and that kind of stuff. And I will sit there and say the one thing that you need to do, and which I feel like you are doing, it seems like you spend a lot of time with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the cards are talking about being gentle with yourself at this time, surrounding yourself with gentle people, situations, and environment. So you definitely, when it gets warmer and warmer, you should definitely spend a lot more time outside, which I feel like you do love doing.
I do, and I think that's probably part of the fairy connection, because I spend a lot of time in our woods picking up trash and cleaning them up and, you know, taking care of it.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing. That's what I'm saying. You'll see fairies will actually present themselves to people and come out and come out of the shadows for people who they see that are taking that notions to clean up the trash and environment and that kind of stuff. I mean, that one place I used to go to all the time where I saw fairies, there were people going up there all the time, but they were all nature conscious, you know? So it was a different situation going on. And then it talks about, what is your intention? You're looking for real love. So therefore, it says focus your intention on just that and do what you got to do. That's tiresome. What it's saying is focus on peace, Archangel Chamel. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real, and then setting your intentions on what you really want, and then watch for the signs. Not interpret the signs, what you've already made a decision about. Look at the signs and let them guide you in the direction you need to go into. Yeah. Because I've seen so many people do that. It's like you want to take a round peg and pound it into a square hole. And then you get mad because you're not getting anywhere. When it's like you're so, what you're doing is you're focusing too much on the circle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even see the square. We're going through. No, you're not. You know. But, okay, look at the board. The board is always, there's other directions you can go in to get to your objective, which is what you're trying to do is get to the other side. So, they're talking about focusing on your dreams and nature and that kind of stuff, and also do some extra work with your chakras to actually get clarity. to get clarity of those dreams. So say focus on your chakras, focus on chanting, and that's why I get through a lot, chanting and focusing with opening up the throat chakra a lot. It was a good book.
That's my main goal there.
Yeah, because it's like John Holland has a book called Chakra. I'm sorry, it doesn't say nothing about chakra, but it's got chakras in it. It's actually called Psychic Navigator. It's a little, little book. Get the hard copy because it's actually got some really good meditations on CDs, a free CD in there. But with the situation, there's a piece in there that talks about auras and chakras, and they actually have they go over each chakra and give you the chant for it, and then they actually show you the chant itself, where you kind of go through each one of the pronunciations, one after another, and then and then you kind of like focus on when you feel like you need to go back to the other chakras and work on them, then you do that. But it's also clearing you out and clearing you up, okay, like opening you up for new ideals. And then when you're inspired, it's the idea of listening too, so therefore you can actually utilize the information to bring those ideals into reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about with your child and that kind of stuff, sometimes with the situation, the way he reacts and the way he's talking about things, it's almost like reflections of you too as well. Everybody's a reflection, no matter how small. And especially your children, because children are really good reflections because they're just extensions of who you are. So continue to do your life review. Because it says right now, nurturing a child. You nurture your inner child. So see how it works?
Mm-hmm.
They're pointing out things about you. So both activities are important for you right now. It's also there's another card here that says, take back your power. Use your God-given power and intentions to manifest blessings in your life. It's just that, you know, it's that easy. It really is that easy. It's just you have to deal with realizations of getting to that point and say, okay, emerging. You're really emerging right now. It's like you're, are you in a relationship right now? Because I feel like you're not.
Actually, I am. I'm happily married.
Okay. Well, let's strike that from the record. If that's the case, then it must be that you're really focusing on yourself.
That's probably why.
Yeah, so you're emerging, you're coming out, and they're talking about miracles that are coming along with the situation.
Do you know what I mean when I say that my soul moved into my body?
It's almost like connecting with one's higher self.
Yeah, descent, like I fully anchored in.
That's a really extreme grounding.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I do.
I think that's probably why you're picking up on the solarity and me focusing on myself and taking time for myself right now.
Well, I think what you're saying is the idea of actually connecting the physical with the spiritual.
Yes,
which we talk about grounding, but also balance.
Mm-hmm. And I'm working on breaking, earlier you said about the circle, you just keep going round and round. I'm working on breaking that circle, changing my thought patterns, and being in the now moment. And what you were saying about creating your life and not realizing that you're creating it at the time, but then later you're like, wow, I created that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly
where
I
am. I got a blue cell phone, and I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you want to turn and take it one step further too, as we're talking about spirituality too, of looking at some relationships. How do you put this? It's like when you start focusing on manifesting things and they start coming to you at ease, you can look at that as a change in your life or a healing in mm-hmm. your thinking, because now you're thinking of the possibilities of what you can do. So that's a change in your, it's like a eureka moment too. Of your change in your life and going into a different direction and realizing, okay, that was really great. You're letting go of the past in favor of what's good for you.
Because
when you focus on the past situations that were bad for you, all you're really conjuring up is what you think is worse for you. So,
right, and you're holding that vibration. And as long as you're holding that vibration and that space in your life is taken up with that past bad memory, you're not clearing out a space for one, the new higher vibration and the better stuff that's waiting for you.
It's like these pyramid spreads. What we start off with a foundation, which is seven cards. The sixth card is actually part of the, we can look at this as chakras, okay? Seven. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? So we have the root chakra, which is the ground, which is the foundation of this reading of dreams and what most people have dreams about what? You know, things that are going to make them feel secure, which is part of the root chakra. And then we have certain things that take them back to power and looking at signs and feeling things and that kind of stuff. And a lot of people do have twinges around that certain area in their lives. Instead of having twinges in their solar plex, they have twinges a little bit lower of getting strange feelings about, I'm feeling kind of weird about the situation, or they feel like they get fired. They don't really feel it in their stomach. They actually feel it lower, and your root chakra is actually being stimulated by the negative situation that's going on. So we look at the foundation here. So then we go to the next level, which is the one about is your sacral chakra, which is the one of, you know, wants and desires. So when you look at the cards are representing about take back my power. Now a lot of women and guys too have a tendency to use sex to get what they want. That's their power. But what it's saying is taking that situation on that one level and balancing out that chakra, then you don't feel like you need to do that anymore. And then those things have a tendency to fall back into place where they're supposed to, is the idea of expression.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? I want you. Not because I'm going to use you with sex. I want to sit there and use that to express how I feel. So then that's balanced. And then you look at the third level, which is the level we're on right now, which is your solar plex. Now, let's talk about softening your heart. Was the first one was compassion. We have truth and integrity. We have celebration. We have friendship. We have clear your space. Now, a lot of people do hang on to a lot of things in their solar plex because of feeling out of control, feeling powerless in situations. And in the process of feeling powerless, they have a tendency to bring that guilt in too, which they store in that place. So they talk about the truth and integrity, which is being truthful to yourself. Being truthful to yourself is listening to your solar plexus and saying, okay, what do I feel? If I don't really feel anything and I feel calm and serene, that's actually a good sign. Most people interpret it differently when they say, oh, I got butterflies. Ooh, I'm nervous with this situation. That's not really good. It's basically pointing out to you that you need to do some more breathing techniques to calm yourself, relax. That's what it's saying to you. Even in situations where you get nervous and it's a good thing because it's a new experience, you can still use that breathing to calm yourself down, relax, and do the whole thing. Then what happens is when you calm and focus, you can be soft. You can soften your heart to the respect of the situation, because now you're not out of control. You're not angry. You're not letting what's hitting your solar plex control you. And all the people involved, and even yourself, you can have that compassion with. Then you're being truthful with yourself, and then you have integrity toward yourself, then everything else works out fine. So then guess what happens? Then we have the celebration card. Celebration, friendship, and you can actually enjoy the experience of what you're going through. Dating a new guy, you know, working a new job or new career or something, that's what usually happens. And then you're able to, in the process, you make friends easy because of the friendship card, and it's easy to let go of what you've been through, because now you're happy, so you cut those ties, and it's easy to clear that space. Clear the clutter. Let go of everything that's going to keep you from there, okay? And then we go on to the fourth level, which is basically the one that represents the heart chakra. Now, what do we have here? Now, we have this lady here she's married, and she's going through some realizations. And now, does that mean she's going to outgrow her husband, that kind of thing? No. We don't even think that because of, depending on the individual who's thinking it, too, that they're thinking because of what they're in. If it's bad, they think it's going to get worse. They don't realize. And the idea of working with oneself, you're actually able to see situations for what they are. And what that means is you see the possibilities, not the lack of, but the possibilities of actually having a great relationship. You start seeing the mistakes. You start seeing the little pieces that you need to correct and that kind of stuff. And then you start thinking to yourself, this is a workable deal. We can stay together, you know. And this here says blessings by having compassion with your using your solar plex and having that compassion. Blessings happen on the fourth level in the heart, which makes it easier to see people for who they are, but in the sense of the situation of unconditionally loving them anyway, because they are who they are. So therefore, when you respect them, they also respect you because you are who you are. Now we're sitting to look at the situation. It says, and at that moment, you realize that everything behind you, the worst is now behind you. Now, how can you sit there and say that? Because some people are thinking to themselves right now, going, oh, you know, there's some things that could be happening. Things could happen. The point is, guys, and you hate to say that word of saying take your head out of your ass, but you're thinking of things that haven't even happened. And in the process of putting energy in that thing, then they're going to happen. Now, this card here says, and the card says the worst is behind you now. Because right at this moment, you've had this clarity and you're happy, so there is nothing else going on. There are no difficulties going on right now because you just came to a sense of serenity in your life. So this card can say that angels can look at you and go, the worst is behind you now. So therefore also, you can surmount any previous challenges. And when things do come up from what you've been through and what you just came to the realization, you can actually get through these a whole lot easier or maybe even avoid them. That's the whole point of learning your spiritual lesson is sometimes you can actually avoid these situations and say, okay, do I really need to learn anything here? Because when we talk about punishing ourselves, it's basically your ego tells you that, well, since you screwed up with this whole thing, you need to go through this hardship because you are a bad person. But the spiritual says, I just made a mistake. So when you have balance between the two, you have a tendency to lean toward more on the getting away from the ego, because the ego is like a negative thing. It is a grounding, and realizing that as well as being human, you know, it makes you realize that, you know, you're still a human body, but it also makes you realize you need to balance them out. And the way you can do that is to connect with spirit. So when you connect with your spiritual self, you realize that you're back in the driver's seat again, and the ego in this car, it's like looking at your car. You know, you can look at the human body as the motor is your ego. So, you know, it still needs to be fine-tuned. It still needs taken care of, or you're never going to get anywhere. You know, seriously, you're never really going to get anywhere. But who's the person that fixes and maintains the motor? Who maintains your car? You do. So who maintains your body? You do. So we're just trying to balance the two out. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
Romance is in your future too as well. And people are starting to go, she's married. How can she have romance? Maybe she looked at your marriage when you said that to interpret someone else.
I thought that. Yeah, I thought that because it's renewed.
Yeah, because if it was new love.
And with myself.
Right. Go ahead, I'm sorry. You're in love with yourself?
Well, I'm learning to love myself.
Yeah, so it says romance and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And the process of realizing and healing and stuff that you're going through and stuff, you're realizing you love yourself. You probably always have. It's just letting those other things get in the way of thinking that you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Right, so now we're looking at romance. In the process of her healing herself, what really happens is she gets closer to her significant other because those imperfections that she saw are just hurt and pain that she'd gone through. Now she's healed those things. Now there are no obstructions between her and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
that make sense to you?
Yes, that's exactly right.
And then we got this situation of what's going to happen. Divine timing. Divine timing to me in this situation here is the ideal of Archangel Jamel, which is he's here again on this next level. But the next level, see, the next level is actually the throat chakra, where it talks about divine timing, beloved one, we're helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. What's that? And then realistically, and then we have clairvoyance. Now, we've also heard that the throat chakra and the eye chakra, the third eye chakra, work together. And most of your spiritual selves do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we see why those two come together is clairvoyance and your throat chakra. Clearing that throat chakra also has a tendency to do one thing too. Sometimes you see messages very clearly. So therefore you're able to express yourself freely through your vocalizing. So beloved one, we're helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. So therefore when she gets to the point where she wants to express a lot of things, you know, working and clearing that out too as well, balancing that chakra, she's able to communicate. Then we go to the next one, which is basically the third eye chakra. And those talk about Archangel Michael and body care. The more that you open up and see the messages and follow your guidance, the less you worry, the less effect it has on the body. And people know when you go through stress and worry, you feel sick because that's how it affects the body. Okay, so then we have the third eye. Then we get to the ideal of the crown chakra, which is your final card, which is called surrender and release. Let go and take the messages that you get through your crown chakra. Crown chakra, and accept it for what it is, because all it is giving you information on that's what's going to bless you, what's going to be in your best interest, what's going to be in your best good, which means if that's the case, then it's just not going to affect you. It's going to affect everybody in turn. And that's what we call a 7-card foundation pyramid spread.
Thank you. All of those cards went together really well, and they were perfect for me.
Yeah, we could also take it like this, too. We look at the cards and go, okay, surrender and release. Now, what we can do is, since it's a pyramid, we can actually go down each side. On the one side, on the right side, it goes, surrender and release affects your body, which actually we could look at as body care. Always knowing when you know when to let go, that's how you care about the body, because you know it affects the body. So, but also, surrender and release takes care of the body, clears everything going on. So, therefore, your clairvoyancy is clear. In the process of clearing and seeing things for what they are, you can heal, which actually helps you to clear your space, which in some aspects creates miracles. In the process of seeing miracles, you start seeing the signs clearer. Now, that's the right side. Now, when you go to the left side, it says surrender and release, and Archangel Michael is with you, protecting you and telling you that you're safe to do that, always. In the process of that, then you start understanding what divine guidance or divine timing means when you're ready to let down the resistance and the idea of surrendering and releasing and working with Archangel Michael to know that you're safe. Divine timing becomes, that divine timing is in your hands, which creates miracles and blessings. It's blessings. And then in the process of creating blessings, aren't you more compassionate? And then your chakras are clear and they're open. So therefore, the interpretation of your dreams is so clear and so easy, and you just flow through your life, and you start thinking about things. And sure, you're going to see some difficulties, but you're also going to ease through those too as well. And like I said before, that's a danger card reading. So if you guys all want one of those, give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. If anybody in the chat room wants anything like this, I recommend you call in. I'll do one for you. Very difficult to do in the chat room. But if anybody in the chat room wants a card for the day, I have no problem doing that either. So let us know. And if actually while we're sitting here, maybe we should check the chat room and see what's all going on. Hello, Amy. We'll sit here and say, Amy, if you're in the chat room, I don't see her. She was here for a split second. And I don't see her anymore. Let's see. I don't see her. Okay. We have April Keller. What would you like? And see, Nicole. If Nicole would like to come on the show and chat with us for a brief minute, that'd be great. Give me a short reading through chat. No. I'm only kidding. Let me reformulate the thing here. And hello, everybody. How you doing? We got Michelle. Hello, Michelle. How are you? We got Baby Benz. How are you? April Keller. Amy, it was in the chat room. I don't know what happened to her. Maybe she's having trouble with the kids. Anyway, you're welcome. Welcome, everybody. I will elimination. Hello, all peace, love, and light. Thank you. How are you? Do we have what is that? Nathal knows best. Is that you? I would like a card today. Okay, everybody in the chat room, what I'm going to do real quick, so I'm trying to get things cleared up in my thing. I'll answer all your questions and do the little things for you, and I promise I will do that. I have one caller too. Okay, guys, I have a caller in the queue. I have, okay, say your name again. Okay, she's not there anymore. Okay. Area code 818, if you just hold on for a minute, I'm actually going to play a song because I have to get something to drink. My throat is like killing me. So I'm going to play a song for everybody. And I'm going to figure out what hold up. Oh, I lose my mind. Let's go back here. So if the person in the chat room could wait 1 minute, I really appreciate it. So everybody hang on. I'll be right back after this word from our sponsors. Get HemiSync CDs. They're great CDs for meditations. They help both hemispheres of the brain focus and have an intense concentration by enable to, it's a tone that the music creates to help both hemispheres work together to get that intense focus and concentration. So check it out. Okay, guys? And I was actually trying to, I don't know what happened to it. All right, guys. Let's do this. I'm going to sit there and bring on a caller.
Hello?
Yes, 818. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I spoke to you, a couple nights ago. It's Susan from California. And it was a strange night one night when...
Yes, we had the voice coming into our chat room.
And I believe I spoke to you again that I can't believe that someone actually got murdered the next day when you guys were talking about seeing something, and it was very spooky indeed.
Oh, I can imagine. So I was just,
So someone was right on, unfortunately. A kid got murdered, a very strange case in Boulder. So that happened then. Now today, I want a man's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm in a relationship now where it seems like this relationship is like we're very comfortable with each other, and it's like we've known each other. We're like he wanted me to be his partner, and I'm his partner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we're married almost because he made food where he's comfortable here. He watched TV. I just bought beer today for him. I mean, it's like I guess can you skip the dating? When people date and just go to a relationship like this, I've never been in a place like this.
Okay, so...
Like a friendship, more than a friendship. And he likes the dogs and plays with the dogs, and he seems like he's comfortable here.
Okay.
So strange.
What's his name?
Ken.
Ken?
Mm-hmm.
As in K-E-N?
K-E-N, yes. I just feel very strange about the whole thing because I've never experienced anything like this in my life, even with my husband.
So you okay? So how do you, how would you describe the connection between the two of you?
We have a special connection. It's like ESP. We like music, and I'll think of something. He understands my past, and I told him, "Are you sure you want to be a partner with me because of my past?" He says, "No, all the other people were crazy, not you." So, and the other day he took me to the dentist because he knew that I would have a reaction from my the medicine, which I did, and then he told me the next day later on that I was giggly and I was out of it, and I didn't even know I was so out of it. So he said it was a good thing he drove. So he does. He's using my car this evening to go pick up his brother-in-law from his previous. He's still friends with his wife in Sweden, so he's a good guy. But I'm not used to someone like this.
Okay.
Very strange for me to be in a relationship where I'm not either eye candy or possession, just someone liking me for myself. Even my family never felt that way. And he inspires me, and it's just, you know, he said, take off your rear view mirror and just keep going forward.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm breaking in a tune here because what I'm going to have to do, Susan, is...
Do you want his birthday?
No, no. What I need to do right now is I need to take one, I think, like a two-minute break, if you could just hold on. Because I really have to go... I hate to say this, but I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's fine. You want me to conduct the show?
If you want to sit there and... I guess you could fill him in on what happened a couple of weeks ago when we had the midnight show, and I think you were actually part of both shows, and you came back, and we were talking about that again, and we kind of went over the whole thing. So I'm going to play a song here, and if you want to do that, but wasn't
okay,
going to do
okay, sure. You don't mind? Okay.
Because I was just going to. It's like you could tell them like that, or I could play a song. I just downloaded it.
I can tell them what happened. If anyone's interested, you think they would be?
I think so too. I think they would. It's like because it's the ideal of the situation. I think coming from you would make it more important, make it more understandable because of what was going on. Because you're also sitting there telling us about a death that happened, and you can tie them together. So
okay, all right.
I'll be back in five, and we'll do that. Okay.
Hello, thank everyone. You. Hello. Is anyone there? Okay. Well, I'll just talk then. I experienced different things in my life in this journey I'm on, and the first part of my journey is I was married to a sociopath. It's a person that has no capacity to anyone's feelings, and I was in the court system for 5 years. After I was free, I met a person who told me he was a guru, and I was with that relationship for a year and a half. And in the course of a couple weeks ago, I was talking about my son in Boulder. And someone said they heard a strange noise when they mentioned my son's name, and the person was like a guru. If anyone ever heard of an energy vampire, I didn't know that, but he was. An energy vampire is someone that zaps your energy. And so as I was talking about my son in Boulder, there was like a strange noise. And then someone came on the line and said they felt a vibration, or they believed that someone near my son was going to die. And this was a strange thing. The next day, there was a death, a murder in Boulder, right outside my son's house. And it was scary for me because I didn't know anyone could really predict something like this, a death. And it was a very strange case. A girl goes to a school at CU, and her boyfriend was getting together with her for St. Patrick's Day, and they happened to come home from a party, and a guy tried to rob the girl and put a gun towards her head, and the boy, who's a 20-year-old football player, defended her, and the girl touched the bandana of the guy who had the gun to her head, and it slipped, and they saw his face. So then he shot in the air, and then he shot point close to the boy, and he died. He died instantly. And my son was outside waiting for his friend to come home, and he heard a noise, and he thought, oh, kids are playing with firecracker. He saw someone fall. He says, okay, that kid shouldn't be falling. And then when he went out close to the girl says, oh, my God, he's not breathing. And then the police came later, but the day before, it was so strange because someone told me that they felt a vibration or a sound that there was going to be someone died near my son. So the whole thing was very, very strange indeed.
That was Al.
No one was talking back to me.
No, he's had a problem with that.
I hope I didn't scare all your phone people away.
Oh, no. That's just one of those things, you know. I've actually been out there for like 4 days and coming back and thinking of parents to do our little thing here.
So,
like
then,
I do real quick to see.
Can you imagine that they're all, now the case is going on in the Spolder because there's rare for a murder to take place because that boy never should have been out of jail because he had some problems, the one who did the robbery, that
right.
Murdered the boy. Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
But sometimes with situations, it's just the way it works.
Yeah. Now, in Los Angeles, we could understand this because it happens around us, but in
mm-hmm.
Boulder, apparently, it's a quiet place and things don't really, murders don't really happen like that with students.
Okay, I was going to ask, let's see here, Baby Benz. Baby Benz said he wanted to get a reading, but he wanted a card. If you can hear me right now, let me know, and I will do a card for you real quick. Baby Benz, can you hear me? Hear me. I'm sorry, I just had to do that.
You know, it's April Fool's Day today, too.
That is true, but we don't believe in that crap. That's a human thing. This is a spiritual show.
Oh, okay. Well, this morning my dog's leash broke, so it was very strange how it happened.
Oh, yeah, it's like walking to the restaurant and you accidentally pour salt all over everything because it wouldn't loosen the top. Let's see. Amy and Nicole, is there a chance that you guys could come on the show? I would love to talk to you guys. Do some chanting here. Let's do a chant. Let's do one of the chantings for the root chakra, which is Lum, not Ben Lana. Okay, it's just Lum. Okay. We got Jane. She's here too. So, okay. April Geller, I'll do a small reading for you as soon as I get in with Susan. And there's a lot of people who also, if I don't get to you guys, I have a midnight show, so we have an additional 2 hours. So I want you guys to jump up there, we can all talk to each other. And actually, we can all voice our opinions about this and then the other. Last night we were voicing our opinions about jealousy and people like that. Nice to be here. Nice to have you here, Jane and Moonlight One. And I'm going to go back to him. So I guess
you know April the 3rd, something special is going to happen?
Yeah, it's a new moon.
No, all the planets are supposed to be lined up. Aligned.
Really?
Yeah. For the first Saturn, the new moon, Jupiter, there's going to be a solar flare.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have all these celestial things that are happening right now, huh?
Yeah. I also learned about, I learned from another talk show. See, because I'm not having my own show, I have this need to talk.
No problem.
And guys, be quiet. The dogs are just barking. I learned about hypnosis, and that was amazing. Do you know about hypnosis at all?
A dog is talking to us. He wants his dog food.
They already ate.
I know, but they have a tendency to want to eat more than one, you know. I'm just saying.
They're playing with each other. Okay, go
yeah,
away.
They go.
Can you pick up dogs' vibrations, too? My goodness.
Yes, I can. It's like, look at the thing where I'm going hungry. Like, oh, I'm hungry, 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 but, you know, she only feeds us today. We love it.
So do you know about hypnosis? Were you schooled in that, too?
Yeah, I do. I was telling a friend of mine, like, what the difference between a past life reading and a past life regression is basically talking you through a hypnosis and regression. But a past life reading is when I do it. I go back to the past lives myself and pick up things that I see
mm-hmm.
about your life. So there's a difference.
Mm.
Some people have a hard time. See, hypnosis is one of those things people don't understand. It's easing and relaxing and a certain procedure to do that. And sometimes people are just too freaking logical, so they can talk themselves out of it.
Well, if you're open, I was open to everything, and so that's why everyone came towards me. And that's what I was told recently. When you're open, everyone will come towards you, and then you experience everything you can in life. And that's what happened for 2 years.
And I'm going to tell everybody in the chat room, if you can have a chance and come on the show, I'd love to do a reading for you. We have an hour and 29 minutes left. I'm Psychic Journeyman, and this is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. So if you guys want to come on and get a reading, if you're out there listening, I feel like there's a lot of people out there who really do want to get a reading, but they're kind of like scared about the whole thing of actually calling in and doing that whole thing. Well, let down your resistance and let it happen. I guarantee when you we call in here, you know, we're very caring about the whole thing. And one of our concerns is to get that information to you to make a difference in your life. So give us a call in here at 646-721-9031.
Would you like to do my reading, and then maybe people will be not scared anymore?
Well, I just did a full reading. I just did a full range of reading for the last lady, so why not?
Okay.
Because we're sitting here looking at the situation and going, okay, how's life doing? Well, sometimes it can go good and sometimes it can't. For some reason, I just want to do it. I want to take a 2 minute break. I want to play a song and
okay.
And then I'm gonna sit here and.
Are you a music? Are you a songwriter or a musician by any chance?
Actually, a songwriter, singer.
You are?
Yeah.
Because I'm in that business.
Okay. So.
This is so strange, because the other person I was talking online, that was hypnosis person, he also was a songwriter and singer. So people are coming towards me that are either a Virgo or in the same profession, or it's amazing that it's happening right now. It's so
Virgos
amazing.
Virgos are earth signs. So I'm going to do right now, guys, is everybody hang on. We'll get back to our conversation. I'm going to play the song for you. And I need to take a breather. I need to get some fluids. My throat's dry and stuff like that. And we'll be right back in 2 minutes, okay, guys? Here's a song for you. It's actually by Kansas, and it's called, I call it Wings. So you'll it's a really good song. So here we go.
searching for the rainbow's end. Earth so far below me, I'm here alone, and I won't come down.
Situation, and we want wings. We want to fly around. We want to have a good time, okay? This is Psychic Journeyman. Here's the Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. So welcome. If you just tune in with us, we're actually doing free angel readings for 3 hours. We actually have an hour and 20 minutes left, so you got plenty of time to call in. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. So with the situation with Susan, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
So, with the situation of being in the business that you were talking about, what could you do for me?
Well, I met somebody, and he sees me, value in me, in my given talents, and I need to bring him business, find him songwriters and singers that are A-plus people, because he deals with A-plus. So, if you're a songwriter and you'd like to send something to me, feel free.
Okay, cool.
Isn't that amazing? No, this is, it's people are coming towards me that are in this business all over, or a Virgo, or highly sensitive people. You know, all the sociopaths seem to have disappeared from my life now, which is amazing. Now the good people are coming forward. But I was told nobody's bad or good, that the journey in life, people pick up different vibrations, and you're picking up the good vibrations now. Oh, that sounds like the Beach Boys, right?
Yes, but we like the Beach Boys.
Yes. And by the way, Wings is also by Paul McCartney.
Wings, yes, Wings. Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yes.
I like him.
I
think he
too.
Was actually one of the best... Well, you hear, he was more. He had more exposure because he put himself out there. You know, like, and most of the Beatles kind of like, It's like they kind of like wasn't too really crazy after they became what they was, and then they kind of like wanted to fade into the past.
All were. I'll tell you a secret. Everyone, when you listen to a YouTube and or you listen to music, I know about tones. So have you ever wondered, like, how come it has a different name and it sounds like the Beach Boys or it sounds like the Beatles and it has a different name? It's because the Beatles or the Beach Boys are the people that wrote, you know, that they wrote for other people, and their tune is in the back of the music. If you know about tones, you can pick it up. So
also,
Paul wrote for many, many people. John was brilliant, and he was way before his time. And, you know, and Ringo was Ringo. You know, and George was clever in his way too. So it's just amazing that how they were all put together and how they all the Beatles started history. They made what music is today. They made fashion. They made everything started from the Beatles, if you think about it. Fashion, clothing, hair. And
yeah.
People in the business world were very stuffy, and they started casual meetings and things. People didn't like the Beatles when they first, my family's from England, by the way. People didn't like the Beatles when they first appear, the religious people. They couldn't handle them, but look how they made a difference in the world.
Well, so what I was going to say was Motown. I was doing some research on Motown and Motown music, and you have all these groups. We had all these black groups, the Four Tops and the Supremes and stuff like that. What I thought was so funny about it was the people who were actually writing those songs for those groups was Carole King, who was a white person.
Yes.
And her and her husband wrote all those songs.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
For those groups. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you're sort of like the situation, and it was kind of funny how they... People were saying the Beatles and Elvis, they were calling it rock and roll was black music. And you're like, if you really trace the roots down, it's actually a combination of both.
Yes.
And it always has been.
Mm-hmm.
So we started talking about the idea of color. Okay, if you look at the sun, you will see one thing about the sun is there's just not yellows. There's yellows, browns, purples, all kinds of colors in the sun. Now, if you look at the situation, what's happening here is the sun and all those colors...
Mm-hmm.
The reason you get a brilliant sun and the beauty of it is because a combination of those colors.
Uh-huh.
So if you look at the world.
And rainbows, too. Do you know everyone sees rainbows differently?
Mm-hmm. But the point is, they all work together to create the beauty they have. So therefore, maybe we should get that in our heads, too, and unite as a human race.
Yes.
Instead of looking at thing and saying, well, what can we create together? Because actually, I was sort of talking to a person, and I think personally, the reason Star Trek and stuff like that have a ring with a tone with everybody is because of unity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because if you look in Star Trek, everybody, even races, all work together for one common goal, which is peace throughout the galaxy.
Isn't that amazing? They were all the same on the ship. Everyone got along with each other, even one with the guys with the strange ears, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was from another place, and they all... Isn't that amazing when you think about it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So it's always, as a whole, you create some beautiful things. And not saying individuals can't, but if you look at each individual and all the people, all the paths they cross to get to where they are, it was a combination of a lot of people. So, you know, input, support, that kind of thing.
We're all one because it's like I'll pick up a vibration. Why would someone else pick it up? And someone said something about angels the other day, that angels are the ones that are connecting people to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's possible. Why we're picking up vibrations, why are things happening right now? All for a reason. Good and bad.
Because we're sort of talking about how can you change racism, racial things and like that. It starts with the individual.
Children.
Yeah,
children don't know any, they don't know from, they're innocent. They know nothing about prejudice. Little babies don't know it. It's when they grow up. So take all the little children and put them together and be a happy world.
Yeah.
We can learn from children.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing we can learn from children, but you can also learn from ourselves.
Yes.
Because we have so many things that cross our paths and certain things like that. That makes you wonder.
Like Michael Jackson, We Are One. Mike, you know, we are one. When he got, we are the world.
Right. Michael Jackson wrote that. It was actually two people. Michael Jackson was one of them. Who was it? Paul McCartney too? Was it?
I believe so. I can look.
Yeah, and I think it was Michael Jackson was actually the one who wanted to put the thing together too, like to raise the money and that kind of stuff. And I actually saw some things. Some statistics about how much money he gave, almost $500,000, and certain years, and just money he gave to charity.
I believe Michael Jackson was, well, I knew of him growing up. I knew of his family. I mean, not his father, but he grew where I grew up. And I believe he was a Peter Pan. He never got a chance to be a child. And he looked through life through the eyes of a child. I actually knew someone who dated him when she was quite young and he was quite young. And he never was innocent. He never was a child. He never was allowed to. His father was very, very tough on him. And so when he got older, he wanted to see the eyes through the child's eyes. And I don't think he did anything wrong at all. He was very sad. He was before his time also.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they wasn't before their times. Maybe it was just the idea of people not opening their minds to realize that they need to catch up. You know, so it could be interpreted anyway.
Yes.
Many ways of looking at a person because he was here. It happened.
It was
awakening on people.
Right. And the thing is that I thought that he was the one who invented the moonwalk and all that. No, he got it from this other person, Scat something.
It was also Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly also. I saw the thing they used to call it the camel walk.
And they got it from the Scats.
And yeah, that was coming back to Black Roots.
Yeah.
So yeah, see how it goes? It was like it came through generations, and once it gets to one part, it's all a part of both cultures. So, mm-hmm. You know, we consider say this and the other, and we can grasp onto it. We saw this the other night too about people who sit here and say, I think it was a friend of mine who'd gone to, it was called like I think it was called the Black Oscars, and you're like, okay, you know, it's kind of looking at situations now as reverse. As you know, because people are prejudiced, now we have reverse prejudice for people who felt like they were suppressed, and that kind of stuff. They talk about slavery and this kind of stuff, and you're like, mm-hmm. You guys talk like it was like yesterday,
yeah.
And you were never slaves. And they had this thing on Oprah, I thought it was kind of cool too. They had all these black people in there, Chris Rock, and we had Oprah, and they had this. They brought this lady in there. I think it was a lady, a guy. I think it was a lady, and they traced the roots back. They traced their roots back to the origin where they came from. And only there was like, I think there was either 6 or 8 people. I caught bits and pieces of it. But anyway, the only person who was actually from Africa was Chris Rock. The other people,
really?
The other people, the roots were traced back to Europe.
Interesting.
So they're sitting there saying, you know, this thing about slavery and that kind of stuff. It's the ideal that prejudice has taken on a different tone where people think they're from somewhere and they latch onto that whole thing to justify their actions toward another. And then
yeah.
They find out their origin is not from there. And then they really feel, well, that's kind of cool in the sense of the word, they feel bad about themselves. They feel bad because of what they did, because now they have they can't justify it because they're not from there.
Well, that's good that they felt something, because I've had people
mean
to me because I'm a blonde, blue-eyed person, and I had the opposite effect from people who, you know, my family's from England, so I was treated differently when mm-hmm. my family was treated differently when they came to America. So it was like after World War II, they went to Canada and they came here for a holiday. So it was just, it's interesting.
Long holiday, huh?
Yeah. This is a funny story. They went up to a policeman. They asked him, they were lost, and I guess they crossed the road where they shouldn't have, and he says, give me $100 and then I'll tell you where you are. I guess they jaywalked. And so, can you imagine giving a policeman $100? Welcome to America.
Susan, I wanted to do a real quick reading for April Keller in the chat room.
I'll be quiet.
I was going to do a real quick five-card reading for her real quick. And then we have Rick in the queue. So if you would be really patient with us, Rick, we'll get to you. You and the Q. The Q, I almost want to say like in Star Trek, the Q, but it's like the Q Collective. Remember that dude that used to zap in and bug the hell? I don't know if you've seen Star Trek or not, but this guy was called Q. And he was some kind of celestial being that he could make things happen at will. Like a wizard or like a musician. I mean, magician. Does that make sense, Susan?
Yes, it does. I know someone who was on that show. I can't think of her name. In the music business.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. She's on my Facebook page. It's a very, very small world. That's all I can say.
Yes. We're going to sit here and talk to April Keller. April, I'm going to shuffle the card for you. Okay, and we're going to do your reading right now. So if you can hear me, say, hey. No, seriously. Say, hey, April. Say, hey, hey. She's kissing. Oh. Are you doing readings from chat tonight? Hey, now she says, hey. I hear you. Okay. All right. Hey, hey. I hear you. Well, I can't hear you, but. And let's talk food. She said, hey. Hey. Oh. Let's talk about food. Yeah, we can do reading for you, too, but just let us get to the people that are in the queue, and we'll get back to you.
I scared them away.
Scared who away?
The people that were on your show.
Oh, no, there's a lot of people in the chat. The chat room's full, basically.
They're not coming on, though.
Hey, what you say?
Have you ever heard
know.
Of Betty Boop, by the way? Has anyone heard of Betty Boop?
Oh yeah, she's living by the block.
She did?
Of course. It was called a block of wood. We painted her on there. So.
Oh. I was on YouTube and I looked up Betty Boop with a friend of mine, and it was very interesting. They had a Cinderella Betty Boop and a Snow White Betty Boop. And
I think we're just getting too crazy with some of these Betty Boops and like what's her name? Tinkerbell. I mean, I've seen Tinkerbell. We have Tinkerbell movies. You know, Tinkerbell was a concoction by, I think, like Disney.
Walt Disney,
yeah. And it's so freaking out of control.
Oh, I'm a Tinkerbell for sure.
Okay.
I can only have one thought in my head at a time.
Yeah. April Keller, I'm going to put down some cards for you. The first card comes out is Life Review. You really need to focus and look at your life right now, which I feel like you are really looking. So it's just a confirmation you should continue to do that, but really go deep inside. Okay, we got the fart, because right now it's talking about there's some things that you really want to do with your life, and it's talking about spread your wings. Don't hold back right now. Don't hold back at all. We do see, I keep getting a male presence, too, with you who's trying to hold you back. Does this make any sense to you, Keller? There's a guy, there's a male. It seems like he's more dependent on what he thinks you should do and what anything else. We also get cards too to talk about peace and love, but also listening to your guidance. And when you have certain people who confront you, that you need to start speaking your mind more and speaking what you need to put out there. Because that's what I get here. Leadership is another one. Leadership is right in the middle, which basically ties all these four cards together. So we have leadership, which is Archangel Gabriel. You know, keep that one down too. Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Chamel, and we have Archangel Zachariel. Okay, those are archangels. If you can get that book by Dorian Virtue, Archangels and Ascended Masters, that would really help you out to connect with those angels and work with them a lot, okay? But you definitely need to take the leadership role, because it talks about it's time for you to assume your power, position, and start lovingly guide other people. Okay, don't be scared to speak your mind and tell people exactly what's going on, how you feel, and it's going to really, really dictate the outcome of what's going to happen, what's going on. See, we take the, and it also focuses on not just the ideal, those positions, but also the position that you have in life of actually helping other people, because you are a writer, and you need to let that talent come out. Okay, so then we have, see, it's called talking about writing, and it talks about you being a counselor. Hang on, lost sound. She lost sound. Oh, I dropped the card. Okay, I sit there and said creative writing and counselor. It says you're a natural counselor, and it's got the writing card together. So it focuses on, if you want to maintain a supervising position, you can do that, but you need to do this thing on the side too as well. Yes, because the more you focus on leadership with you personally, the more it affects everything else in a good, positive way, where everything else falls into place. But I do love my work. Yes, but you also love to write, too. So therefore, it says writing and counseling. So you get a really strong thing where it says be patient with that. It'll come out. It'll come out. But it's showing that you can take it to the next level of actually guiding other people. And I actually get the impression you don't need to leave your job. You can still do the whole thing. But it talks about spiritual understanding on how to basically put it all together. You know, organize it. Even the angels are helping you to organize too as well. But then it talks about focusing on the writing and the counseling, and it says answered prayers. It's almost like you're looking for another, how would you put it, looking for a business of your own when it could actually be as simply as doing that. I get a hello from your grandmother. Angel Keller. I get your grandmother on your mother's side. I get the impression she's passed away. Can you confirm that for me? We'll never know. Let's see. Hello. April Keller, can you hear me? Whose grandma's watching? Your grandmother on your mother's side is watching you. I get the impression she's passed over. She's looking at you right now. Almost like you get this really strong impression that she's trying to guide you with the whole thing. Hannah. Get off my screen. There we go. Okay, so it says you need to really open up and connect with her. It's like the best place to go is to sit in the kitchen and talk to her. There's a connection between you and the kitchen and your grandmother. Yes, I do. There's also a real strong connection between yellow, the color yellow. You need to go outdoors. You need to really go outdoors. You know what to do. It's like when these things are happening, and you're going to know what's going to do, because I feel like she's definitely a really good guide for you. Your final card in your angel spread, it says, breathe. Take several deep breaths. Exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old pattern, which is basically saying breathing connects the rest, connects it all together. Connecting with your grandmother, connecting with your angels, and connecting with a lot of other people too. There's also a connection of Roger with you too. Roger is right. I keep getting this Roger connection. I mean, almost like an uncle or something. That's your five-card angel spread. So you have a lot of spiritual support around you. I got that hello from heaven. Everything's fine, but you need to let go of the worries. And that was your grandmother coming through. So the person who's got the username in there called Let's Talk About Food, or Let's Talk Food, let me finish what we're doing. We're working with people in the queue, which is full. Holy mackerel. Let's see here. Amy, is that you?
Yes.
Hello, Amy.
Hi there, Donnie.
Doing good. And see, hey, Nicole, do you want to come on and talk to us?
Sure. I may have to pop out, though, but yeah, I can come on.
Pop out?
Yes.
It's like I picture you jumping out a window, popping out.
Well, yeah, I may have to jump out the window, but I'll come on.
All right, no problem. And Susan.
Yes.
I'm going to do this reading for Rick real quick, because he's been waiting patiently for a thousand years. So, is that okay, Susan?
Oh, sure. It's your show.
I was going to sit here and actually come up, do some, you know, put some cards down for you and just kind of let it go where it's going to go. But Rick's been sitting here waiting for a while. So
no,
I just want to bring
Rick. Rick.
Hey, Rick. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being patient.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from, Rick?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. That's a place of a thousand, what do you call those, 1,000
lakes? 10,000 lakes, yep.
10,000 lakes, yeah.
10,000 lakes.
I hear it's beautiful out there. Fishing?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
You
fishing,
doing?
Snowmobiling, uh-huh. Skiing, whatever, yep. You can do it all.
You do any of those things, Rick? Fishing?
Not at the moment, I don't know. No,
it's too
not
cold.
At the moment. Too cold for me.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So, Rick, when's your birthday?
5/23/57.
5/23/57.
Yep.
You're right on the cuff, aren't you? Between Taurus and Gemini.
Gemini.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, 22nd, 23rd right there. But usually when they sit there and say you're on the cuff, it's usually five days into one and 5 days into the other. It's a variation.
Probably be both, huh?
Right, it's a variation of 10. Which is kind of funny, isn't it? 1. Amy and Nicole, if you guys could pick anything up with Rick, feel free to tell. I'm just saying, if you want to go first, Nick. Nicole.
Okay. I don't right now, but, you know, that could change.
No problem. Rick, you were talking about what do the angels have for you, but you were also focusing on relationships.
Right, yeah. I've been doing some meditation, and I feel I've received some things from them, but I feel as I'm missing some signs, and I'd like to know if there's any messages that I'm missing. Yeah, and then, you know, something about my relationship. That's
mm-hmm. Okay, Rick. So, Amy, you there?
I'm here.
So, how are you today?
I'm good. I had a snowy day today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I got that link you sent me about the batteries.
Yeah.
I thought that was incredible that there's actually other stories out there of people charging batteries using Reiki.
Yeah.
Rick A.
Well, that was pretty neat, too. That's why I had to share. I was going to say, for Rick, I mean, I don't know where this is going, but I'm seeing a lot of yellow, like your solar plexus chakra.
Yeah, that's one thing I think I'm going with Rick, too, is the idea of working on these chakras and actually doing a little bit of extra work on your solar plexus, which is yellow.
Right.
As I always tell people, we got to watch out with the situation of picking yellow up on this show, because when I go in and pre-screen people, I put the information in those little boxes right next to my mics, and they come up and they start glowing yellow. So I'm pretty sure it's not the same thing, you know, with the situation of people picking things up and that kind of stuff. I just want to tell everybody who's in the queue that we do have a show right after this. I mean, right after this, which will be another 2 hours. So if you don't get on this show and get your questions answered, please feel free to join us on the other show, which is like, I think there's like 2 seconds between one and the other. So just jump from this. So basically, I think all you have to do is stay on the line while I'm switching over, and I'll just pick up where I left off at and finish the readings right then and there. So, Rick, the one thing I do pick up, I do get the yellows, but I could keep more of when they say focus on success, they're focusing on the pictures themselves. The visualizations, what you would see as a successful relationship, like, you know, successful life, the successful pattern, what that means. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, yellow opens up your chakras and your heart area, isn't it?
The yellow energy that comes through, it can be golden. Some people call it the golden energy. The yellow energy resonates throughout your body, clearing and balancing out your chakras. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
It's different variations. Some people say the white light. Some people say the pink. You know, it's just a lot of things. We've got the green energy that comes from the ground of groundingness for abundance and that kind of stuff. So people talk about you have to ground yourself and also cleanse yourself spiritually, but you have to combine the two. But this one here keeps talking about self-acceptance. That's the ideal understanding how powerful you really are to actually manifest exactly what you want. But in the process of manifestation, realizing that what you're doing is really manifesting the opportunities to get what you were intended to get in the first place. So it's like opening your mind up.
Right. And I've tried to do a lot of manifestation, meditation in that way. And I believe that's how I met this girl. And we had been together for 5 years, and things just kind of went sour for a little while. And now I'm just trying to do all this to get back together again. So.
Mm-hmm. So so in the process of getting with somebody, did you do like most people do? They focus and they're working on the manifestations. They were working on their spirituality, and then when they get with that person, they stop doing their meditations and stuff.
Well, that's kind of exactly what happened. Yeah, and I think the outcome. You know, I wasn't focusing on the outcome so much and for what I had, appreciation for what
mm-hmm.
I had, you know. And now I sit back and I see what went wrong with the relationship and things like that. So
as soon as you get yourself back in square, then everything else should fall into place, correct?
Well, that's kind of the way I've been thinking, too. And then I've been meditating with Shamuel. And I believe I've received some help from him, and I'd just, you know, like to verify that in some way.
Shamuel. That's the angel of love.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that makes, because all of a sudden when I saw the cards, it was saying self-acceptance, divine guidance, and serenity. But serenity is focusing on the, like, when you plant a flower, if you're constantly focusing on it and like, hovering over it, all kind of stuff, you have kind of tendency to smother and it dies. But if you sit there and let it go in the anticipation of the beauty that's coming, you give it space to grow. And it was one of those things of looking at the whole thing of serenity. And that was basically the thing I saw, was serenity was flowers and growing and maturing, and, you know, like as a flower develops, each petal pops out when it has to on its own.
Right.
And then we have the Archangel Jeremiah, who's talking about everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to, with hidden blessings you'll soon understand. They'll understand as you went through what you went through for a reason, too, as well, to get where you're at now, to this understanding and clarification.
And that's, and I believe that because I've reflected on this, and I believe I got too complacent in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so now I've got to get back into focusing on the relationship, and so, yeah, you're kind of right on with that, I think.
Because that was another thing going. You were kind of clingy, but at the same time, you're kind of taking things for granted, and actually doing both of those things. Does that
exactly.
make sense to you? Yeah.
Yep.
Because it seemed like you were clinging to it after the process of realizing you kind of neglected it. Now you want to hang on to it, and that was kind of like smothering things too. But as a new moon comes up, you should also focus and kind of like as a renewal of energy with yourself, of opening things up in the relationship. Because I have moon cycles. I have the moon cards, Archangel Haniel. It's like the idea of noticing moon energy and manifestations and capitalizing on the cycles and how that works and that kind of stuff, which is kind of wild because it's coming up. Because me and Amy talk about the new moon check that we write. As in, we write a check out to the new moon, and well, actually, we write a check out to ourselves, and then we put in the little spaces on your check where you put the money part, you put paid in full, and then you spell out paid in full, and then you sign it to you sign the check to the angel of abundance, and then kind of put it where you would do it, like I do my business. That's kind of sounding weird, doesn't it? I do my business with my laptop and that stuff, so my new moon check was underneath there, underneath my laptop, of the one I used to do my show. And then it was just where, I guess it's where you put it where you would focus on abundance.
Right, right.
And it's one of those things to clarify. But.
Right, and I was just reading, I've been reading a lot of things on this too, and someone had mentioned the power of the number 8, you know, and they yeah.
And excuse me. Infinity.
And they can, you know, how that can help you with abundance also.
circle.
Yeah, because it's the idea of focus on the figure eight. As it continues to go into a figure eight, it's the idea of showing you that's how you want your money to flow into your life continuously. It's an infinity
right.
thing, because it basically really does. It's like kind of realizing that money's energy and there's energy all around you, and how can you bring that into the visible world? That makes
right.
sense, don't it?
Yep.
So you look at the situation, Rick, and the angels are basically saying the things that you're doing, because the card I got on top of the self-acceptance and divine guidance is a brilliant ideal. So what they're saying is all the things that you're focusing on doing, continue to do so, and whatever comes into play to follow through with that too. That's the message I keep getting with you.
Okay, so then, you know, I'm on the right track. And
yeah.
Yeah. You
know. Because it says remember who you are. Work with your guardian angels to emerge to where you was before. Because you're so it's like, don't really strive to get back where you was. Strive to be more. Because it shows that you're also a very powerful teacher, because you learn things very quickly, and then you're able to pass that on to other people. But they also said set your intentions, because they are helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. When you actually have Archangel Jamel.
Good.
Okay, and then we have the Archangel Jophiel, which is the ideal. For some reason, it's really important you guys to spend a lot of time in the wilderness, woods, nature, anything that could take you outside, parks, walking, that kind of stuff. Also, learn how to breathe. It's like you get nervous, you have a tendency to breathe or stop breathing. Real shallow breather.
Yeah, I can be. I can be sometimes.
Well, they're just saying, you know, the idea of breathing techniques, but really go into depth about breathing techniques, you know, find different types of breathing techniques and work
okay.
on that with yourself, because it's just, you
okay.
know, breathing in air is breathing in life.
Breathing in life, right.
So that's what you're trying to do, breathe life in yourself, but also breathe more life into your relationship. Not saying there isn't there, it's just the idea of continuously doing that. Like you said before, you stop doing certain things and you cut the energy off. So it continues to keep doing the same things, but then it again escalated and realized there are no limitations, that your relationship could be great, but there's also many levels of greatness.
Right.
And the archangels are basically saying, we're with you in this time of need, helping you heal your heart. Because it's like you can you're more hard on yourself than anybody else.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good.
So I'm just saying, with you, you've already been on the right track. You knew what you were doing in the first place. It's just the idea you have a tendency to get impatient because you've been there. That might sound crazy
yeah.
to some people. You know, you get impatient more because when you've been there already, you want it now. You really want it now because you know
exactly.
what it's going to be like to be there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, exactly. That's, yep. You're right. So...
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
I was just going to ask Nicole if she did have something now, or.
I was going to say that. Goodness, as you were talking, Rick, a lot of stuff was coming into my. I was just receiving a lot of impressions, and I do have to agree with Donnie in the sense that I feel like you're being a little too hard on yourself. I think that things happen and unfold as they need to, and I think you're sort of beating yourself up about the relationship and how it ended after this, if you would have done something differently, or if you would have just manifested a little harder, or would have guided your thoughts to another direction, things would have been different. I disagree a little bit. I think that it ended because it had to, and sometimes things just end the way they're supposed to. And I think, you know, honoring that time you're together, I feel like that's the most important thing to do. You know, honor the beauty of that relationship and honor the beauty of what happened. And don't see it as a failure in any way. Don't see it as a failure. Things sometimes they just come to an end, and we don't necessarily, it's not necessarily anyone's fault. You know what I mean? Sometimes they just happen because they have to.
Right. And, yeah, it was a hard ending for mm-hmm. both of us. And
right.
You know, and we needed a break because the relationship was going south.
Right.
And I wanted to break it up, so I thought we'd have a break in and to get back together the way, you know, to find what was missing, you know.
Right. May I have your name?
For that. Pardon me?
May I have the person for their initials, if you don't mind?
Tammy?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about that. She needs to step back as well, actually, and I understand that both that now. You were thinking about getting back together and trying to re-enter into the relationship, is that correct?
Yeah, I think both of us would want that, but I'm just not sure where she's at the moment.
Yeah,
because of the way it ended.
Right, exactly. You know, the one thing my guide is saying is that sometimes relationships end the way they do because that's how they were supposed to end. I'm not certain about this relationship and if it will continue, to be honest with you. I'm not getting clear vibes about that. So I do sense that your best course of action when you feel ready would be to contact her again. But ultimately what I'm feeling is the most important, honor the relationship as it stands and to honor. I think sometimes as relationships tend to go south, sometimes you have to just allow them, you know, like you were saying, to be what they're going to be rather than trying to force it. And I think what happened is near the end, you guys really tried to force it in order to stick it out. But it was very clear that it was just coming to its end at that point in time, and it would be easier to just let it go. She has stepped back. I mean, I can feel that in her energy. She's definitely stepped back. There's a part of her that's kind of trying to figure out what happened, if that makes sense. And I don't know if she has expressed that to you in any way, but I do feel that from her. As I said, I can't tell you necessarily what to do, but I definitely feel you were right in the sense of stepping back from the relationship for the time being. I do feel that was in your best interest and in her.
It was something that had to be done, and, you know, and I just feel the way, I feel bad for the way it ended, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, so you kind of sense that the relationship probably, you know, probably won't go forward then?
To me, I feel like it came to, one moment, let me just tune in, because I just want to be sure, one second. Yeah, I feel like it ended the way it needed to, and I think it was almost like you kind of put it on life support, but it already kind of ended. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Well, okay.
But ultimately, you got to do what you feel is best. Do you know what I mean? Intuitively, that's what I'm sensing. But I have to tell you, you know, you have to follow your heart and you have to follow your intuition. A friendship, I think, could develop again. But I feel with this relationship, it's more about honoring what you guys had and also knowing that just because you have this, sometimes you have this amazing connection with someone, right? And it may not last your entire life. It might last a couple of months, a couple of years, a couple of weeks, a couple of days. But it's never a failure. You know, it's just a sign that, wow, I did it. I lived. I loved
someone.
Did it.
Right.
And I feel like you can take that away, because there is definitely love there. If you can take that away, I feel like it might be a bit easier to move on to the next step in your life, which I feel is, there's going to be even more, is what I'm saying, that you're going to learn and you're going to experience, and being able to take that away from it.
Yeah, and then, you know, if this doesn't work, I guess, you know, I'll take with what I've learned from this relationship and do... You know, hopefully I don't get complacent in the next one.
Yeah. Learn.
So, all right. Well,
I have one thing to add, but I have no idea what it means. I can just say what I see, if that's fine with you. I see a huge W, the color of mother of pearl.
Oh.
Because I have no idea what the significance of that may be at this time.
W for win.
There you go. The dog, he's telling you that you need to Let it go.
Oh, let him out.
See, let him out. It means let go. And you've learned a lot from this situation. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, look at the situation of going the positive and everything that came out of that. I mean, it seemed like it was really a private a very intense relationship where there was a lot learned on both sides of appreciation for oneself.
Right. Okay.
So you look at the situation too as some of the things that happened of really helping each other through those realizations too, because we have to look at the situation and reflections on both sides. So some of the things that you were going through, you guys were together, and there was a very, really strong connection. So, you know, those realizations, I think, happened on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, we had a strong bond, but there were just other things that come up and you know, we had to work on, and, you know, it didn't happen. And, you know, I was married to a woman for 28 and a half years, and towards the end, I kind of did the same thing. I got complacent. And mm-hmm. I thought I'd never do that again. And then at the beginning of the relationship, you know, I thought I had a second chance to love again. And then, of course, I fell into the complacency again. And, you know, I wasn't appreciative as much as I should have been. But there was other things involved also. But I hopefully I learned, you know. And I thought we'd get back together and go with what I've learned and hopefully what she's learned from being apart. And,
mm-hmm.
and
you know, the situations and things playing themselves out, just because you see things right now where it might not get back together doesn't mean it won't.
Right.
There's other things still at work, too. And the situation of you working through this complacency, I can't see the word, seems like it's kind of one of those things that's not just this lifetime. I keep getting many lifetimes, at least four lifetimes, you've had the same problem. So it's something you're definitely working through, and you're noticing it, and you're working on it. But it also seems like it stems to the one thing you're having a hard time really letting it go is because of being hard on yourself, that when you do it, that kind of resonates and gives energy to it to happen again. So it's the idea of saying, okay, it happened, and now let's work on why. And it is because of a lack of this, like they were talking about before, self-acceptance of who you are. Feel it. You know, when you're like, when you're in a relationship, the idea of asking yourself every day, or like some people sit there and say, I love you. Sometimes you need to stop and look at yourself and go, I say, I love you today, but do I still do that? And not just loving the person that's right across the table, but loving yourself. Because in the process of getting caught up in everyday things, work, situations, kids, and that kind of stuff, you have a tendency to lose track of yourself. You got to sit there and... That's why I always tell people to do those meditations in the mornings and meditations at night. That's reconnect with oneself.
Yeah. And I've been starting that meditation again, and I try to do it a couple times a day and to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Keep doing it. But put some more, I mean, look, like I always tell people, when you're meditating and you're doing these things, you know, slow the process down and ask yourself, are you really feeling anything when you're doing these things? And then if you're not, find something that really does work. That could be working too, because sometimes we've gone through things like this before. Like you said before, you've done it, you know what you need to do. But maybe those things are not working for you anymore because you've done them and looking for some other way of getting there. Or maybe something to fine-tune it or tweak it or whatever you want to call it with something you already have and change it around a little bit. But really pay attention to the energy field. Does it go up? Do you feel it? I mean, in the process of saying each one of these words, I mean, sometimes I've actually taken meditations and just resonated on each word individually until it was just resonated with me to where it was like, it was just a part of me, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's, you know, I've got to raise my vibrations up. And I used to tell her, Tammy, that, you know, we used to have, you know, we vibrate the same. Because we really connected, you know, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, we really did. And then things went south, and then we just kind of lost everything, and, you know, just trying to get that vibration back and working on that.
Yeah, you know what you should do is you also should take the word that's the saying you keep saying. Things went south, and now you want to go north.
Exactly.
Just reverse it, yeah. Because I always tell people, watch what you're saying, because those words resonate, energy too as well. So if you're sitting there saying, I want to make some money, the universe hears, oh, he wants to work for a printing press. He wants to work for the government. He wants to make money. So don't be surprised if you don't have money, but you keep getting offers to work at a printing press, you know? So it's the idea of specifying exactly what you want. You know, I want love. What kind of love? Do you just want love? And here's a dog for you. The dog loves you unconditionally. You know, but you didn't really specify that I want. And sometimes in the situation of even going back in situations too, of relationships, you should never focus on wanting something back. You should be wanting to be with her again so you can create more memories of the things that you did. But new ones. Because sometimes when you focus on the past, and the universe thinks you're trying to manifest that, which you can't. So it's pulling you back into the lack of what you have. I don't have it. I don't have this right now. But if I could have that right there, see, you're focusing on the past. So it's like fine tuning that and focusing on the future and say, okay, we'll take that and move it from the past to the future. And how would that look? It would look different. It might have some similarities. But it's like putting you guys in a different light of looking at each other, saying, well, we've changed a lot since then, and here we are now, and then focusing on the outcome.
Yeah, and that's what I've tried when I talk to her. I explain that. I think, you know, I try to tell her I don't want things the same. I think things will be better. I think the love will be stronger. And that's what I try to focus on when we communicate. So. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just saying, you know, look at this situation, because like I said before, focus on the outcome. What would be the outcome? It'd be you guys together in deep love. And then specify, our love is deeper than the well. That's in the song, I think. But I'm just saying, our love is deeper than whatever. But, you know, like people used to say these little things, that my love for you can't be measured. You know, it's like more like there's not enough angels in the heavens to measure how much I love you. And really focus on those things, because you can actually resonate that too. Because if you're getting those kind of visions, the angels are pretty much behind it. So.
Well, that's kind of funny, because that's what we used to do, is say I love you more than the stars in heaven, more than the green pebbles and the sand and, you know. And, yeah. I understand that.
Mm-hmm. So it's like taking those things. Yeah, so it's like taking those things that you used to do, but just picture you're doing them in the future.
Exactly.
Because I've seen a lot of people who start businesses, and the reason they fail, I think, is because they can't let go of how they feel when they were poor. So they're still thinking poor. Like a person wins the lottery. They're still thinking, I have to hang on to this money in case I lose everything. And then what happens is they lose everything. And now they're not just a couple hundred dollars in debt. Now they're $1 million in debt. So, you know, it's one of those things of taking your thinking or focusing on, you know, you have to change with that too as well. So when I've started a business. Now I have all this money coming in. Well, now you need to start thinking as a person who has money all the time in order to maintain it coming in all the time. That's what you've learned. You have to keep doing that and appreciate what you have. So therefore, you keep pulling that money in, but you keep getting that love that keeps coming in unconditionally. That is really heavy. I'm sorry, guys. You're all quiet.
Just listening, Johnny.
Okay. this is like being at the Molosseum. Everybody's scared to say anything. Or I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying with the situation with that. Take that to the bank and see what you can do with that, Rick.
I will. I appreciate your help and your insights and everybody else there. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And please call us back and tell us how things go, Rick. Because I think in some sense of the word, this relationship here is you're hoping to come back. It's just the idea of looking at it as it did. And I think it will.
All right. Thank you.
Good night, Rick.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye, guys. I mean, bye-bye, Rick. I'm sorry. You have a great night. Thank you for calling. Let's see. Let's see. I'm trying to think something here. Let's see. Okay, let's go into our next caller. There we go. There were some people in here, and I can't figure where they're at. Okay, 562. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. And
hi.
This is the tower. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I've been sick, and I've been going to the doctor, and they've been running tests, and I can't seem to find out what it is. I just want to see if you can see on your end what it is or anything, if you can pick up anything.
And what's your name?
Rundrea. Born August 14th, 1984.
Andrea.
Rundrea, with the R. R-O-N-D-R-I-A.
Rundrea?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've got Amy here and Nicole and Susan. How are your dogs? Well, I guess we'll check over later. So with the situation... Yes, are you there?
Yes, oh, I'm here.
Rondrea, we're talking to her, and she said she's been going to the doctor. She's been trying to figure out what's wrong with her. And she was trying to get some insights here. So does anybody pick up anything?
Not yet.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
I want to ask, what are your symptoms, if that's okay to ask?
Cloudy urine and fatigue and a lot of bloating in the stomach and muscle pain. So, but they've been doing blood and urine tests and nothing's came back. And even like pelvic exam, pap smear, nothing came back. So just want to see if anything. And I'm not stressed. I'm not, you know, stressed about anything. But it could be stress, so.
Sometimes it's hard with doctors to find something. And they did blood work too, huh?
Yeah.
Western doctors don't always know everything.
Supposedly, well, I don't know, hopefully it comes back okay, but they're supposed to do extensive more blood work tomorrow morning. I'm not sure how long it'll take to get that back, maybe sometime next week. But I just wanted to see if it'll ever be resolved or any type of medication they can give me, anything.
Mm-hmm. Have they done any imaging studies? Like ultrasound or x-rays?
No, maybe I should tell them to do that.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just keep hearing something about your hand. And I am inside of your body right now. I keep seeing something with your hand. What's going on with your hand? It feels like it's something that has to do with your nerves.
With my hand?
They are telling me that what's wrong with you, your hands, like your physical hands. They're saying that it is stress-related for you, but if there is something specific, as they're showing me nerves and nerve endings for you. And then I am seeing blood cells. I'm seeing your red blood cells.
It's like an infection.
Say it again?
It's like an infection because it's affecting your red blood cells, but it's also something with nerves and something that's like really, shoot, I can't think of it right now. It's on a cellular level. Mm.
What does that mean? Is that dangerous?
What?
I feel like you do the right thing to go to the doctor and to continue having these tests. I feel like you have to be more emphatic about getting all the tests. You know what I mean? Even if they say, oh, we won't test for that.
They're supposed to do a 7 blood tests. Now, normally, supposedly, you have 3 blood tests. They test, I guess, for a few things in people, but they said with me they're going to test, like, every angle, cancer, everything, because they don't know what it can be.
I am hearing something about, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I heard, and this is kind of, I hear something about fibromyalgia, something along those lines, and I'm seeing something as it relates to nerves. And as I'm talking to you, I keep wanting to stretch my hands, and I feel like it's the condition is related to stress, but the condition itself medically has something to do with nerves. It has something to do with red blood cells, and then I'm hearing something about fibromyalgia. Once again, I'm not a medical doctor, but intuitively that's what I'm hearing. So I feel
is that, is that causing a bloating, excessive bloating as well, or is there so much bloating?
Yeah, when you mess with your nerves are sensitive. They do all kinds of things. They mess with the body. But also, if you have that kind of nerve, it's like nerve damage or something like that, and sometimes it's just the idea that the body reacts. And that's, I think the stomach itself is just reacting because it doesn't know anything else to do. The body is basically trying to heal itself from an infection that's not really there. It's more of a nerve ends is what I keep getting.
But will it be resolved? Will they find it, you know, themselves, or...
Intuitively, I'm sensing it will be resolved. I don't know what the outcome will be medically and health-wise for you, though. I feel ultimately, though, they will come to a diagnosis. But after that, I'm not sure. Beyond that, I'm not seeing anything else. So I don't know what will come after that.
I don't know. I get the impression they might just bring another doctor in who actually knows more about this because they feel like it's over their head.
Okay. Alrighty.
I just feel like it's like stress and nerves, but the idea of being any kind of threatening to you, no. It could actually resolve itself.
Really? I've been having it for a month, and then like I have to just hope it goes away soon. Okay. Well, thank you guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry, it's gonna be a little more helpful.
It's okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah,
this
sometimes.
Is so strange. I can't believe you said that.
What's that?
Because I had nerve damage when I was in the night I had a car accident. It was mental and physical nerve damage they discovered. It was a bloating sensation. I gained weight. My whole body gained weight. It was very weird. I had a mental and physical nerve damage. And she's... Oh, my God. And I still haven't got rid of the weight, and I guess it's just got to take its time.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned from this is that you have to believe in yourself, and because the doctors don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's true, because when you sit there and see what happens with the mind, it's like in the process of realizations and something, the body also has to go through those realizations to understand that there's nothing really going on for those parts to actually let go of those things. It's like looking at emotions that we hang on to or baggage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the body does the same thing with ailments. And they're, okay, I'm going through a trauma. There's been proven, too, that people have a tendency to thinking if I eat one meal a day,
mm-hmm.
I'll lose weight. Well, you will at first, but then the body will has a mechanism in it that will keep itself from starving. So what happens every time you put food in your mouth? It does the opposite of what you're trying to do. So you actually start gaining weight again. But the body has a tendency when it goes through these modes, it doesn't change very quickly
mm-hmm.
because of our thinking. When you start changing your thinking, they happen quicker. So that
mm-hmm.
there's a connection there back and forth between spirit and the physical body, understanding how much control you really have. But some people have a tendency to let the body do what it's going to do without thinking they can do that. So they don't focus on anything of changing anything else with a thought. The doctors will sit there and say, well, this is what happens in these situations. So the body has to go through this process. So we just sit back and let it do that, not realizing that we can change it. I've actually seen situations they were talking to people who go through physical therapy, and they're changing their minds about that now, too. At first, they want you to sit around and rest up and heal. Now they're starting to realize that introducing exercises and even weight training can actually help the body heal faster.
Because they don't realize the body and the mind work together, and I had to tell the doctor that. And I also thought it was spiritual, my floating. It was malnutrition.
Energy therapies, too, Donnie.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, there's such a thing as energy therapy?
Oh, yeah, it's the idea of transfer. Reiki.
It's quantum touch. There's many of them.
Oh,
I
know about that. Energy therapy? Yeah. I was involved with someone who was an energy vampire, so you have to be careful of that, too.
No, we just sit there and tell them, leave us alone. Because, when you start saying to have how much control do you have, how much power do you have, is when these people do come in the mist and come in and they do come around you, the biggest thing they do is make you fear the idea of them sucking energy from you. And in the process of that fear is how they get in.
Oh,
energy works in a different manner altogether.
Oh, that is so interesting you said that, because what happened was I was getting close to this person because of my problem with my ex-husband. Okay,
right.
And I, but so what happened was he listened to me, and then he did a ritual. It was a very strange ritual, I found out, like an orgasm. It was very, very weird. And I got close to him. And then that night, and when I was talking to this person about hypnotism, it's called transpartnership. If the person is close to you, it works. If they have, if they don't care about you, then they can have a certain control over you by food and all these things. And I had no idea. That's why I was becoming, I got malnutrition. And it's really weird, the whole thing. And so what happened was, he, and you can go under a hallucinate. I hallucinated that night. He says it's all part of this hypnosis. But the person's supposed to realize it and care about that individual, not let you leave the that place in that state of mind.
Hold on for a sec.
Go ahead.
I'm going to sit there and bring another... No, I'm just saying about the situation. I understand where you're coming from. I just want to sit here and bring on another caller. And, I was going to say it. Got my tongue all tied up and say 937. 937, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Sandy.
Sandy, how are you? How are you?
Oh, we're good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Okay. Did we just lose somebody? Oh, Nicole had to go. Bye, Nicole. It was really nice talking to you. And we won't be mad at you because you took off.
Was she the one who mentioned about the energy that explained that?
That
was amazing.
That was
Oh, that was you? What's your name?
Amy.
Amy,
that's amazing that you said that. I didn't know about this energy vampire until last week. And then I learned about hypnosis yesterday. I had no idea when you're in this frame of mind. It's a vibration you pick from the other person, and it could be amazing, and it could transform your mind, but it also could be take a different way if the person
right.
is not genuine, and this person wasn't.
Ricky, though, always positive. It's just opening you up to the energy.
He was a Reiki master of it. So, in other words, he could touch me and you could feel an orgasm any place on your body. It was unbelievable. But
I'll be Reiki master pretty soon, but
Stop
I won't be touching you anytime soon. I'll be a Reiki master soon, but I won't be touching you anytime soon.
It was unbelievable.
So, Sandy, do you have a couple questions for us?
Oh, I was just wondering what you see for the love life. Anything coming up?
So, we haven't talked to you in a while.
No.
And you had a situation. Didn't you have a situation going on with a certain guy?
Well, he's still around. The only problem of it is that the hours that he's working is, I'm working 12-hour days. I'm working from 6 at night till 6 in the morning, and he's working 7 days a week. So there really hasn't been too much of anything.
How can you work 7 days a week without killing yourself?
He's been doing it since November.
Jeez.
It's almost mandatory for him.
And
so,
I just look at these companies that say it's mandatory, and you look at them going, are you nuts?
Because
it's not mandatory. It's like looking at them going, it's mandatory for you to do this. And basically what they're really saying is it's mandatory for us to make this money. We're greedy. We're basically saying you need to do this. And when you sit here, I guarantee if you look under those jobs and look at what's going on, you'll find out that the mandatory part would baffle you, that you're trying to figure out, okay, what does that mean? Because it doesn't make any sense the deeper you get into the situation. But so with the situation, are you starting to have, do you think you're going into a different direction of someone being on the same levels of you are right now?
No, I just haven't done, birthday's next weekend, just next Friday, just wanting to know if, you know, anything coming in, anything, you know, what should I do?
Oh, sorry. I've been doing a lot of things today.
Or what do you see?
Well, the thing I pick up the most is June. I keep getting June for you. It's like a lot of things going on. The situation with, I don't know, for some reason I keep getting the impression that someone's going to come into your life as a new person. I think you guys are going to hit it off. I keep getting around the June 21st. And then this other guy is going to change shifts, and or something's going to happen there where he's going to be around more too as well.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be interesting in itself. So, you know, it's like looking at the situation and going, listening to how you feel. Because I do this. This is how I do it. I mean, I was with a person and in the process of starting a relationship and that kind of stuff, and then things changed where she basically disappeared. I mean, she just literally took herself out of the picture and disappeared for about a year. Well, in the process of that whole thing happening, I met somebody else, and I was in a relationship with that person when the first one came back.
Wow.
But see, what I do in those situations is I'm in a relationship, and the person who ran away, or the situation, the circumstances, everything happens for a reason, to clear the air so you can actually look at yourself and ask yourself how you really feel and what's really going on there. And do you really, it's like getting a clarity of saying, okay, can there really something come out of this too? So you just have to sit there and be honest with yourself with the conclusions you come up with. And when I looked at the situation, it was kind of cool that the first person came back in who wanted to reestablish a friendship because she knew I was in a relationship. So she respected that and she didn't push the boundaries. But a lot of times you don't have that with certain people, and I think you might actually find that out for a fact. So that's the thing. I'm saying, like, heads up and going, this person might actually push the issue where I'm not respecting the person that you would be with. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things. It's like one of those things of setting the record straight and saying, if you really do, as you put it, love me, then you'll respect what's going on and who I'm with. If you don't, it tells me more about you that maybe you wasn't what I thought you were.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, makes sense. Do you see anything coming along for the sale of my mother's house? My son's trying to get it. My niece is...
My goodness, are you guys fighting over this thing?
No, there's no fighting. It's just the idea. I don't know whether any of them can qualify for it or if my brother's just, the biggest fight is my brother. My brother just starts throwing everything away, and I'm the one that's like, no, that's her stuff. I want it, you know. I want some of her stuff. Don't let it out to the trash. So, and, you know, like all the funeral expenses were mine and all, you know, I've got all the expense of everything, so.
Oh, hold on for a minute. Your mother passed away?
Yes.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, February 8th.
I knew you guys were having some problems there and stuff when I talked to you last.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just want to tell everybody who's in the queue right now that, and we have 11, well, actually we have 10 minutes left, but then I have a midnight show, which is going to be another 2 hours. So if you...
Wow.
If you don't get to talk to me, or you want to, the guys are in the queue now, if you want to join me on the other show, feel free to do so, because we're having a midnight show. It's open mic night. It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight, where we open the mics and we all talk about issues and that kind of thing. And in the middle of the whole thing, we do readings and stuff like that. So if you want to join us, you're more than welcome to join us for that whole thing, too. So.
No, it sounds good.
Yeah, jump in there with us. And how's your daughter?
Right now in Tennessee on vacation.
Really?
Doing real good. Got a new job, starting a new job Monday.
She does?
Met someone, really happy. So, yeah,
that's
divorce
great.
Will be final the 6th.
Well, that's good. So, I mean, I was focusing on the whole thing, and I saw the situation, what she needed to do, and who she needed to separate from, and I guess she's following through with that, huh?
Yes, she did that. Everything's worked out real good so far. So she's a whole lot happier.
I bet.
So,
I bet. It's almost like the situation, she might actually be smiling so much as her cheeks hurt.
Yes. Oh, yes, she is. It is really, it's such a drastic change, even in... The kids are so much happier in, you know, speaking out and, you know, loving everything. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're in Tennessee right now and sent me pictures of this scene that they were in from their cabin and stuff. So they're doing, you know, they're all really yeah. excited and having
That's
a good
great.
Time. Yeah.
Fantastic, huh?
Yes. So
awesome.
How are you doing with your getting your trip to go back home?
Well, to be honest with you, we're trying to pay on everything so we can actually start saving that freaking money, which we've actually put money back. But every time we put money back, then we seem to have expenses to do the show and that kind of stuff. And it is one of those things that I want to keep going.
Oh, okay.
But we're very faithful because it's kind of funny that things are starting to pick up again, and I think it was more
good.
Being in a situation of the wrong thinking. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Snapping out of it, that kind of thing. So, and we're still saying, please donate to the show, but it's one of those things, donate to the show, do what you want to do, and it's like I always say, give love where love is given, which means, because I tell people, yeah, we do free readings, which means you get them. When you when you call the show, you get them for free, but they're not given freely. We
right.
give it, because when we give this, we give of ourselves constantly. And if you've ever done anything with psychic work, my friend Nicole has actually been trying to tell me to slow down. Because she's like, I keep saying, why am I so tired for? She goes, have you taken note of all the things you've been doing? I actually work for three psychic lines. I do.
Wow.
I have private clients, and I'm keeping the show going and stuff like that. And actually, with the idea of paying on my computer and the equipment for this show, we're kind of like behind on that because the money coming from one account is being transferred, but for some reason it's taken 3 days to get to where it's supposed to be at. So we're like freaking out because we got people saying, well, we need money for this and that. And we're like trying to keep our minds calm and say, everything's going to work out. And I actually had a friend of mine call me up the other day and said that, hang in there, you're going to be fine. I got a vision of you going to Colorado before June. And I was like, okay, cool. So we're going to do that whole thing.
No, that sounds good. So are you still, after you get to Colorado, are you still going to try to keep these shows going?
Oh, most definitely. I'm going to do it for my shop.
Okay.
And we're also going to do, right now I've got two shows I do every night, and then we're trying to balance that out because I'm trying to get back up to Premium Plus. Because in Premium, people say, why would you want to pay all that money to be Premium Plus? Because there's not much difference. There is difference. There's a lot more leniency. There's a lot more freedom you can do with the show. You can do 3 hours. You can do two hours. You can do more shows, and I like doing more shows. I like to have the option to, if I want to do a show after the other show, I'm going to do it. So I like having those options. So we want to go back up. It's only $100 a month. I've actually been trying to work my way back up to being a pro, which is about $250 a month. But see, it's one of the things of focusing and saying, you know, the ideal of what one person is worth is the ideal of realizing that within yourself, too. That the sky is the limit, and you give unlimitedly, you know, abundantly.
I have a suggestion for this because I was going to do a show myself, not a blog, but a radio show when people come on, is get a sponsor, to sponsor you.
I've been talking to people sponsoring that kind of thing too, and I just don't see. That's one thing I always wish I had some kind of a manager person to work with me because. I know a lot about business and that kind of stuff, but when it comes to talking to people, I'm really good at that. It's just the ideal. Where do you go looking for those things? You know,
what happened to me is it fell in my lap because what happened was a person lied to me and told me that he has a show. In fact, it's on Friday. And it didn't work out, but I went to an event called a food event from the LA magazine, and I met over 100 people there. And they're from food in different places, and from there, mm-hmm. LA Magazine wanted to know, and these people, I guess I have high vibrations, because I didn't realize I was doing it, but every station I went, I was promoting everybody, so I have this natural ability, and I'm sure you do too, and then in the end, mm-hmm. I'm on YouTube. I was squashing the branch.
How do you do this YouTube thing, how do you do that?
Someone liked me and put me on a YouTube. I had no idea. And then I could tell my children, Mom was telling you, Mom is not telling you the truth because if you live the secret life, your children don't believe you. So I'm on YouTube. and from there, all these people wanted to know what I'm doing. Well, this person in the music industry told me, no, don't do that. LA Talk Radio for you. Please work with me because you're not going to get any money out of it. But all these mm-hmm. other people wanted to come on board, so there were car dealers and things like that. So if you go to a car dealer and say, hey, I'll advertise on my show for you, and maybe they'll want to be your sponsor. Because
that's true.
That's what
yeah.
this person was doing. He wouldn't give me any facts, but that's how they do it. I found out. See, even though I didn't, he didn't pay me, it wasn't truthful what he did to me. I never was a victim because I learned from this person, ha-ha, I know how you're making your money or how you're getting that free.
I look at the situation, too. When people start saying that if you, to do this, you won't make any money.
Mm-hmm.
Is the idea of examining yourself and asking, okay, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing it for? If you're trying to give a service to somebody and someone keeps talking about money, then
mm-hmm.
that's their agenda. So they're not listening mm-hmm. to what you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
They're going directly to the whole, okay, if it ain't making the money, then they don't do it. And a lot of businesses have actually gone out of business because they wasn't making the money they thought they should be making.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they wasn't making the money to make
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
They were not making the money they thought they should be making. So they packed it up, and you're like, okay, no, that's not how it works. You know, you're basically letting money dictate how
well,
you do
no,
business.
I wouldn't. I thought the team I was trying to get together to do this venture was the person who one of the people. It wasn't the right team. I mean, I could get the sponsors for them. That would be my deal, and because
mm-hmm.
I'm just that kind of person. But I'll tell you a place because you're so nice to me and you gave me so much time. There's this one place called California Pizza Kitchen. Have you heard of them? They definitely
no.
want to get involved with charities. So if you can go to charities and just recommend, you know, and sponsor, you know, have a person from a charity come on your show and just talk about, you know, something and to do with spiritual. And there's, in fact, a friend of mine's going to have I gave him an idea. See, I give these people ideas because that's the way life is. I told him that
right.
he should have a get together called the Age of Aquarius, and so he's going to have that. So someone like that to do with natural food or something that you're into, and you work together, and then one person helps the other, and that's what life is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people can't pay you, but they help you. You help each other in different ways. I mean,
yeah, we could get pizzas.
Well, no, they
yeah.
want to get involved. So they want to be involved and sponsor a show. They wanted to sponsor my show, but I'm not doing it. So maybe you can go
mm-hmm.
there to people
right.
there and say to them, hey, this girl was on my show, and she was at a charity event, and I understand that you want to, I guess they need to help out charities for their business. There are business people
okay.
that need to do this for, shall we say, tax? I didn't say that, but you know what I mean. I could say it.
Oh, I want to say something to everybody real quickly, too. We got 90 seconds left in the show, and I just want to thank you for everybody for being here. Thank you for all the sponsorships. Please donate to the show, and for the people who have donated to the show, thank you very much. I really appreciate everything, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And so give where love is given, and we appreciate everything that's been going on and appreciate all the support. So thank you, and actually, I said I have a show at midnight, and that's where I'm going to run over there right now. And you guys...
Oh, you must be in a different state then. You're not in California.
No, I'm not. So,
I wonder if they have a California Pizza Kitchen.
That would be a heck of a way to walk, I'm telling you. So why don't you guys... Amy, you going to join me on the other show?
For a little bit anyway.
Well,
I'll come
hey.
For a little bit too. You didn't get a chance to read my cards, but Amy, you told me so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
welcome. Well, come to the show, and we'll do the reading for you.
Okay, I'll come. Here, I thought you were in California, but I'm sure there's other people that would be willing to sponsor such a wonderful person
no problem.
Like yourself.
And you too, Sandy, you going to come? You going to join the show tonight?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And 561. Hello.
Hi.
You want to join us on the midnight show too?
I guess so.
Okay. We'll go right over there, and we'll get you. I'm gonna, Susan. I'm gonna take care of 561 because she's been waiting a while too. Is that
okay
with you?
Sure, that's fine with me. By the way, you mentioned Star Trek earlier, and you should go to the episode on YouTube. Everyone who likes music, The Inner Light. It's amazing. It's a very special episode if you like music.
Okay, no problem then. And I'm gonna jump over to the show real quick. So everybody, join me, and we'll be doing a little thing. Okay.
This is good for my diet.
Okay. All right. I'm going to the other show. I'm walking over there as we speak.